Yesterday we saw in the Tosfos that they quoted a Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yud Daled, where the Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Yitzchok lost the keys for the Beis Medrash and he went to Yester Shaila. What should he do? He needed the keys on Shabbos. He didn't know where they were. So one of the Amoraim recommended they should take the young children to play over there on Shabbos, and one of them will probably pick up the keys and give it to one of the Madrichim, and then they'll retrieve the keys. So the Gemara says, Alma, obviously that Amora thinks that Kotna Echon Nevelis ain't there's a Mitzuvan Afrisha, that you're allowed to let him to do an Avera. You can let him continue doing the Avera. You're not permitted to encourage, if it's your child doing a Malacha for you, that's the previous Daf. The Gemara says, Kotna Echon Nevelis, so the father is Muzar, like the father is Muzar on Shvises Behemto, like a person is Muzar on Shvises Behemto. So a parent is Muzar al Shvises Banav Haktanim. That's the previous daf. That's the Rashi and Chumash. That's from Aseres HaDibros. Also, we saw in the beginning of Misha Hechshech, the first daf of Misha Hechshech, where the Gemara was discussing, if you have a big Shas HaTzak, you can be Mekel on an Issa Derabonon. You can't be Mekel on an Issa Deraisa. On an Issa Deraisa, you only Mekel if it's Safik Bikoch Nefesh, or something like that. So the Gemara says there was a concern. Kim lehu derabbanan, ein olam amen atzmal mamono. If the person is going to involve the loss of a significant amount of money, eloi sharis la. If you don't give him a heter, also lasui dalar ames b'shusaram. They're simply going to carry b'shusaram. So that's why the Chacham felt compelled to introduce some kulas over here. What kulas did he introduce? On dinim derabbanan, heimam veheimam. They're not mekel on a din deraisa. The Gemara says it's not proper to me. Here the Gemara says, it's the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to be mefarsim these kulas. If a case comes up, a person is neshech shel chol baderech, so then you tell them what the heter is. It's not kedai to be mefarsim, because then people would be mezalzal on all adim. So what was the, so the lightest iser, you have to do hakala kal tchila. So the lightest iser is amira lenochri. Little worse than amira lenochri, the lightest iser is amir al-anochri. So that you should prefer, if it's a significant loss of money, you should tell him you should violate amir al-anochri. Second best is menichu ala hamor. If it's my hamor, what happened to the din of mechamer achav behem to the Shabbos? Isn't that an iser deraisa? The Gemara says no. Mari eslan amen day. So the Gemara says, you see to it that the behemah won't do the akira the hanochri. But then there's no biblical violation of Mechav, it's only the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon, so they can be Mekel and Mokam Hef to move it. If you don't have a Chamor, Ein Lo Chamor, so then you see what do you have, a Cheir Shot to the Kotzi. And which of those three is preferable? So the Gemara says, best is to give it to a Shaita. Best is to give to a Shaita. Cheir Shaita, the Shaita. But if you have a Shaita to the Kotzon, also l'shaita. The biggest kula is to give it to a nochri. The second best kula is to give it on a behemah and see to it that the behemah doesn't do the akira with the nochri. And the third best kula from the top in descending order is to give it to a shaita. And then the shaila was, what if you have a cheresh and a shotten, a cheresh and a cotton? So the Shulchan Aruch says, leizah she'irti etenenu. That was an ibayid lev sheet in the Gemara. Okay. How can I ask a cotton to carry for me? It means that it's an Issa Derabbana. If I ask my own child to carry for me, then it's going to be an Issa Deraita. Even if I don't ask my own child, he's going to carry on his own on my behalf. Cotton is all das other. It's a din, the parent is Mitzuval Shvises Banam, just like an owner of a cow is Mitzuval Shvises Banto. Even if I don't ask him. And over here talking, it's not my child, someone else's child. So that's a din, Midirabbana, that you're not allowed to ask him to carry for you. So that's the order of priorities over here. That's what we saw from Kufn and Gimel. So getting back over here, Nahamol, the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yudalet tells the story that they're not directly going to encourage the children to carry, they're just going to arrange to have the children play over there on Shabbos. And if the children will find the keys to the Beis Medrash, most probably they will carry it and give it to the Madrich, the one in charge. So the Gemara says, Shmamino, Kot Nechal Nevelis, Ein Bezim Mitzuvin Lahafrisha. So that was the kasha that the Rishonim asked. We're talking about a katan shegila chinuch. The discussion katan erech on the veilus. We're talking about a katan shegila chinuch. So the Rishonim asked the kasha, what happened to the din of chinuch? So there were the two answers. One answer was chinuch is only on essen, not on laven. So the veilus doesn't have an essen; it only has a laven. The other answer the Rishonim gave was no. Chinuch applies equally to essen and to laven, but it only applies to the parents. The parents are mechuyev. Parents are obligated to be mechanech their children, but it's not that it's mutal on the child. It's on chinuch that the child has to keep the mitzvah. So here the problem was, if you hold that chinuch is only on parents, so over here the children are going to carry their keys on their own, and none of the people involved are parents, so they're not mechuyev to tell a child when they bring the children to play there in that area. They don't have to tell the children, in case you see the keys, don't pick them up. Let the child do whatever he wants. It's not my responsibility. I'm not the parent. So I'm not mechuyev to warn the children not to carry on Shabbos. But if you open the other answer that the Rishonim gave, that it depends whether it's an essay or a less essay. So that was a kasha that we had. Why isn't this an essay? After all, the Mishnah says in Yuma that there is a din of chinuch on fasting on Yom Kippur. But according to Echad Rishonim, there's only chinuch on a mitzvah saseh. There is no chinuch on an isur. Only on mitzvahs, not on isur. So the answer is the fasting on Yom Kippur is both an isur and a mitzvah saseh. It's an avera sheyesh b'koris. If a person eats on Yom Kippur, he's chayv chatas b'shregi because it's a lav sheyesh b'koris. And there's malchus, it's a lav. The Mishnah in Elohein ha'aloikin. One who eats on Yom Kippur is over on a lav. The Gemara discusses it. Where does it say? It says, V'nisim esnav shesem kol nefesh shalosh suna b'etzim nichrusu. Where does it really say a lav? So the Gemara figures out where there's a lav over there. But in addition to being a lav, the Rambam writes that whoever fasts on Yom Kippur, reizi ki mitzvah saseh. So apparently that's why l'chol ha'deis, everybody agrees that on Yom Kippur there is a din of chinuch on fasting because it's an aseh. So why not say the same regarding Chilul Shabbos? That was the kasha that we were left with a couple of weeks ago. That the Rambam writes, he doesn't write it in Hilchos Shabbos, but he writes in Hilchos Yontif, that whoever abstains from doing melacha on Yontif, he's a key in mitzvah saseh. If he writes it by Yontif, the Pashtus says that it's certainly true by Shabbos as well. Not just that it's an Easter essay, he's a key in mitzvah saseh, it's a key masseh. So if it's a key masseh, so l'chol ha'deis, there should be a din of chinuch. There should be a din of chinuch. So if you say the chinuch is only mutal on the parents, not on strangers, alright. So you understand over here what's going on. They arrange to have the children play in that area, and the parents are not going to be around. And the children, whoever with a cotton shegila chinuch, old enough to know not to carry on Shabbos. And if they carry on Shabbos, we're not going to tell them anything because we're not the parents. Okay. But if you hold from the other suggestion that the Rishonim gave, that it's not a question parents versus our parents. It's a question essay versus mitzvah versus Easter. So here by Chilul Shabbos, it should be both a mitzvah and an Easter. So we gave a teretz yesterday, but it doesn't really fit into the Gemara. We made a suggestion that maybe the Lama Tetzavis Malachas have an essay that's only on the level of their Eishim. Maybe here, the whole Easter of carrying in this area was only a Carmelist, and since only a Carmelist, only the Rabbanon, so maybe therefore there's only an Issam of the Rabbanon, maybe there's no essay. The Pashta says that it doesn't fit into the Gemara there. Because last week, we saw the Ran quoted the Rashbo. The Ran and Adav quoted the Rashbo from Yevamos, and that Daf from Perek Cheresh, that he pointed out in the Gemara, the Hemshech HaGemara there. The Machloikas Amaroyim, where the Kot Nechel Nevel is Bez Metzuvan Afrishay, Bez Metzuvan Afrishay. So the Gemara says, Hani Milei Bidi Araisa. If the child is in violation of an Issa, there is, but it's only a violation of an Issa, there are bond, and everybody agrees, in Bezim Mitzvah Lafrish. We have the fasting even in Dinim Derais, also in Bezim Mitzvah Lafrish. But the Gemara says, even if he would have held the Bezim Mitzvah Lafrish, that's only by Nisa Derais, by Nisa Derabon and not so. So the Gemara has this right after this comment in Yevamos. The Gemara calls this Psak. The Ran quoted the Rashbo went a step further. He said, if you hold Kotan Echon Develis, Bezim Mitzvah Lafrishoi, so the Gemara says there's a difference between the Derais and the Rabbanon. Bezim Mitzvah Lafrishoi, if you're dealing with an Issa Derais, if you're dealing with an Issa Rabbanon, then Bezim Mitzvah Lafrishoi. Yeah. But the Rashba said, but we paskin lahaloche, that's our Rabbi Rishon paskin. Even when you're dealing with an Issa Derais, also the same Bezim Mitzvah Lafrishoi. So then it comes out, Aloha Lamaisa, there's no difference between a Derais and the Rabbanon. Ein bez mitzum lakrish, not on a derais and not on the rabbanim. So the Ran quotes the Rashba, who thinks that it's not so. That if you all day bez mitzum lakrish, not feel the beast, the derais, there's still going to be a difference between a derais and the rabbanim, namely whether safina levi adai. Quotes the Gemara says, learns that from three psukim. That's a pasuk by Tumas Kohanim. Then they have a pasuk by Sheretz, Lo Sochlum, Lo Safilum. Then they have a third pasuk by Dam. Lo Safina Levi Adayim. You have three psukim. The Gemara says, Tara Shavu Shebehem. If you would have only had one, you wouldn't have known all the other two. So if they have all three, Tara Shavu Shebehem, that Anisa Derais is Lo Safina Levi Adayim. So the Rashba says, but if it would have only been an Issa Derabbanan, then it's Mutal is supposed to be Adai. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, what are you making a comparison? The Gemara says, if the din would have been Bezdim Mitzvah Lafrisha, that would have only been by Deraisa, not by Derabbanan. But we Paskin ain't Bezdim Mitzvah Lafrisha, even an Issa Deraisa not. So how did the Rashba know to draw a parallel? That therefore, you must find the difference between a Deraisa and Derabbanan. Why do you have to find the difference between a Deraisa and Derabbanan? It has to be on this daf. Something on this daf. Why does it have to be on this daf? Why? You find many differences in the Rashi and the Rabbanan. Why does it have to be over here? No, the Rashba is obsessed. It has to be on this daf. So if you hold Kotna Echalabela's Bez and Mitzvah and Lafrisha, so there's where you find the difference in the Rashi and the Rabbanan. Bez and Mitzvah and Lafrisha only on the Rashi and the Rabbanan not. That's how the Gemara says. So even though, so once we paskin, the Rashba says, once we paskin, ain't Bez and Mitzvah and Lafrisha, even on the Rashi, so where's going to be a difference in the Rashi and the Rabbanan? So it says, by Otulus posa biyadayim, that the Tarashava from the Psukim, that's only by Yisum deraisa, by Yisum derabbanan. Who says the whole Hashva is correct? That's what the Rambam disagrees, not so. So that's what the Achrayim discussed, that we have to have a better Hechrech than that. That's the Rashba's whole Hechrech, that there has to be a difference in the deraisa derabbanan on this daf. Who says there has to be a difference? So getting back again, when the Gemara tells this story, Rav Yitzchok lost the keys to the Beis Medrash and he came to ask the Shaila of Reb Pidos, and he told them, bring the young children, let them play over there. Yitzchakusham, Rashi writes, L'tai l'hoslam Yitzchakusham, let the young children play over there. Some of one of them will find the keys and they'll carry the keys. The Gemara says, Alma Kosova, you can infer from the Pesach of Reb Pidos that he thinks, Kot Nechal Nevelis, Ein Bezit Mitzuvin Lahafrishay. Then the Gemara says, should I say that there's a brisa that supports that position? Lema Messiah. I have a brisa that says, Lo yamer adam l'tinu kovel imafteach ovel ichoisem. You're not allowed to ask a child to carry something or to violate kotzer to do a malacha. However, minicha todesh, minicha zorek. But if the child is carrying things on his own, and the child is doing malacha of kotzer on his own, that's just fine. So you see this, Erish? You're not allowed to encourage the child to do a malacha. It's not my child. Not my child, someone else's child. So it says, you're not allowed to encourage that. And he said, the Rabbanan. That's what we had on Kuf Nun Gimel, the first off in Misha Echsha. You're not permitted to encourage any child, even though it's not your child. Not allowed to encourage him to do a malacha. However, if he's doing a malacha, you can let him continue. Menicha Tolosh, Menicha Kotzer. You can let him continue doing the malacha. So that's the right to Reb Pidos. That Kotz Neichel Nevelis, Ein Bez and Mitzuvin Lach Rishay. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, no. Maybe the whole case is talking betoilus botzer shein anokuv and zerik bekarmel is the rabban. Maybe that case, that brisa that says kot neichel nevedus ain bezdim mitzvah lafrisha, because it says if the child is carrying it, the child is doing ksira, so you don't bother him. Let him do whatever he wants. So the gemara, so the brisa repidot that kot neichel nevedus ain bezdim mitzvah lafrisha. He says if the child is carrying the keys, you let him carry all he wants. You don't warn him in advance not to carry the keys. So the Gemara is Makom Rabaye. That brisa does not support Reb Dos. Reb Dos is talking about a case where it's an Issa deraisa. The kids are going to carry it in Rishus Aram deraisa. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. And over there, that brisa that says Menicha Toilish, Menicha Kotzer, that's talking where it's only an Issa derabbanan. Carrying is talking in a Carmelis, and Kotzer is talking Be'otzer Chein Onaku. It's talking where the whole Issa, all the Issa are only derabbanan. And Reb Pidos is talking about a case where it is an Issa deraisa. That's the Pasha Peshat Nigmar. Reb Pidos, who allowed the children, he encouraged the children to play over there. And one of them will probably find the keys and they'll probably carry it. And we don't have to tell them anything. He's talking about a case where they're going to carry it in a place where there's an Issa deraisa, where it's a real Rishus Aram deraisa. That's the Pasha Peshat Nigmar. So to say that Reb Pidos is talking only a case where it's only a Carmelist, and therefore it's only the Rabbanon, and therefore you only have the Issa, you don't have the Mitzvah. It doesn't really fit in with the Gemara. That's the kasha we, I don't know, we have to look some more in the Rishonim over there, if anybody points out that problem. Okay, that's what we left off yesterday. What did we say yesterday also? The Rishonim asked Akasha, he needed the keys on Shabbos. He needed the keys to the Beis Medrash to get in on Shabbos. So the kasha is, whoever child it is going to carry the keys, how can I be nenef on the malacha that the child is going to do? Just like if a nachri, the Mishnah says, if a nachri does a malach on his own, on behalf of the Yisrael is not allowed to be nene from it. So to over here, if the child carries the keys on his own, you ought to have the same thing, that you're not permitted to be nene the malacha that the child did. Why not say that it's also to get on them? The Tosfos suggested, the answer that they wanted to suggest is, that when the only prohibition against getting hanoah from a malacha that was done on Shabbos is only if it's midi d'achila. If it's something that you're going to eat. Yeshu Ratzalam, the daf kishti asura. Here it says, if the nochri draws water from the well, he carries on Shabbos, so also lahashkas behem to acharav. You're not allowed to feed the behem. You're not allowed to drink it. It's a shayla, but you're allowed to drink it. Machleg is the rei and the rabbi in the time. You're not allowed to feed the behem. So some wanted to say, it's only us and midi d'achila is us. Avalirch ha-tiyod v'rag l'v'shat ha-shmishim. That's shari. And that's why over there he's permitted to use the keys. The Tosfos disagrees. That says that it's not true, because the Mishnah says, if the Nachri made a kevesh, a discussion, if you're allowed to climb down in a kevesh, Nachri lit a candle. A discussion when yes and when no. When is it permissible to read Liora Ner? So these are other hanois other than eating. So Sakapella, how can the other Rishonim say that the Dafke Achila Shtiyah is Asura? Avol Shar Hanoas HaMutar. So yesterday someone made a suggestion that maybe these Rishonim are only talking about Yeshua Tzalam, Dafke Midi Dachila. That's talking when Yisrael does the Malacha. He was talking about a Nochri. Nochri Shos Malacha. A Nochri Shos Malacha. That Tosfos says that's a special Gzera the Rabbanon. That's the Tosfos Bim Mishal Yisrael also. So he said, that's a special there, because Amir Lenochri is an Isakal. So we're afraid that if you'll allow people to get Hanoah from the Malacha that the Nochri did on his own on behalf of the Israel, so then this will mislead people into believing that they're permitted to do Amir Lenochri in the first place. And that's not true. And it's an Isakal that everybody's mizalzal on. So that's why, in order to give strength, in order to be mechazik this prohibition of Amir Lenochri, so he said that even if it's true that the Nochri did it on his own, but he did it on behalf of Yisrael, so then Yisrael is not allowed to get on up. So that's if the Nochri did on behalf of Yisrael, so then it's also even to walk on a kevesh or to read the Oran there. Other hishtamshis and other forms of hanoaros. Here the Tosfos is talking about Yisrael Kotten who did a malocha on Shabbos. So when you're talking about Yisrael doing malocha, as opposed to a Nochri doing malocha, so then the Yesh Mishirat Salom. But then they say that it only applies to Mavasha. The case in the Gemara is on Mavashal B'Shabbos. The three way machlekes, Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, Reb Yechamanui, the whole machlekes satanoim, whether it's an Issa Deraisa, an Issa Derabbanon, and how far you go, comes to show God's Mesa, that's only by Midi Dachil. When the Nochri does it, it's a different Issa. It's in order to Mimachazak Amiru the Nochri. They're not allowed to ask a Nochri to do anything for you, so they're not allowed to get benefit from whatever the Nochri did on his own, so even if he made a kevish, even if he lit a candle. But if a Jew did the malacha, we're not concerned about the possibility someone's going to encourage the Jew, going to ask the Jew to do malacha. How can that be? Tosfos says that doesn't make any sense. And even over here, we're talking about a cotton. And this Gemara in Yavam is talking about a cotton. We're talking about a cotton shegiah lechinuch. So it's not going to be so easy. Not going to be so easy to convince him that he should do an isa malacha on Shabbos. When it's Yisrael doing the malacha, it's a yeshua tzolam. We don't pass like that. Yeshua tzolam, that it only applies midi d'achida. Yeah. We don't paskan like that, but a little bit we do paskan like that. A little bit we do. Take Lemoshal, there is a din in the Gemara that Bishalakim is awesome. A Mishnah and Avod Azar. If a Nochri cooks food, you're not allowed to eat it. What's the reason why the Chachamim? It's only an Issa Derabbanan. First, the Gemara thought that it's an Issa Deraisa. The Gemara was basically not living there, so it's not an Issa Derabbanan. It's not an Issa Deraisa. What's the reason why the Chachamim prohibited Bishalakim? Because we're afraid that it may lead to intermarriage. If you'll allow people to eat the food that's cooked by the next door neighbor, next door Goyish neighbor, even though it's kosher food, I was watching the way he cooked it from the beginning to the end, this will lead to a hiskarvus, a kirvadas, and then we're afraid that it may lead to intermarriage. So the shaila is, so bottom line, So the Bishul Akam is also. So is it an Iser Achila? Or should you say no? It's an Iser Hiskavit. Let's say, is it permissible to go on a date with a Nachris? Of course, not permissible. Is it Macholas Asuris? No. What does it have to do with Macholas Asuris? Are you allowed to dance with a Nachris? No. It has nothing to do with Macholas Asuris. It's an Iser. So maybe eating the food that's cooked by a Nachri is an Iser of Hiskavit. This will lead to dating the Nachris. This will lead to dancing with the Nachris. Ultimately, it will lead to marrying the Nachris. The Rechacham are afraid. One thing leads to the other. So is it that Bishalakum and Pasakum that they prohibited? Is it the Midrabbana they declared that Pasakum and the Bishalakum is Macholas Asuris? Well, not at all. It's not Macholas Asuris. This is a Hechitimtze of Hiskarvis with an Ochri. Other forms of Hiskarvis are also. Other forms of Hiskarvis are more obvious. So the Chacham didn't have to spell them out. But this is not so obvious that he spelled this one out. It's also Bataris Hiskarvis. So this is a big Macholas to Rishonim. And we paskin that it's not Macholas Asuris. We paskin that it's an Isa Hiskarvis. The two Nachkeminis, the Abinezer has a tshuva about this. The Chelik Yerodeh, it's in the Kuf. That's two Nachkeminis, and he shows that it's a Machlek Zarishanim Lishitosim. One Nachkemina is where they need Shishim. Let's say you have Pasakum or you have Bisholakum, and it's found to other foods, and it's nice and tam. It's not Bien, it's Bitarubis. You can't identify where it is, you can't single it out. It's Nizbatal Chad betrayed Batal Bereh, but it's not Batal Bishishim, and clearly it's nice and tam. So would you say that it's Macholas Asuris that is a din of Tam Ki Iker? Because Macholas Asuris only applies when you're dealing with Tam Ki Iker. When you're dealing with Macholas Asuris. The din of Tam Ki Iker only applies when you're dealing with Macholas Asuris. So the Shaila is Bisholakum and Pasakum is in the Nisa Macholas Asuris. So therefore, the din of Tam Ki Iker applies in Ichishim. Or should I say no? It's just the Nisa because it's a form of Hiskarvus. So it's Batal Bereh, so there's no Hiskarvus. So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that it's bottle beroy, that you don't need shish. The Ramah, the Shach, and the Taz, all three, there were earlier Achreinim, late Rishonim, early Achreinim, who said the Maharil and others, they said that you do need shishim, but they accepted the opinion of Yerideya on the page. And Yerideya, nobody quotes that the Shita Achalakis. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass in that you don't need shish. So then the Yavne Nezer writes that this is Lishitosam, another Machlekis, the Maharil, and other late Rishonim, early Achronim, they argue about another issue. We have a klal in the Gemara and Chulin, Treifa Eina Chazeres Lehachshera. That's also a machlokes to Rishonim. There's a Mishnah in Chulin, and Perik Behemam Kasha. The Perik after Elu Treifa, the fourth Perik is Behemam Kasha. So the Mishnah in Chulin gives a strange statement that if the animal breaks its leg at a certain point, it'll be a Treifa. But if it breaks its leg an inch above that, then it's not a treifa. That lower part of the leg that's broken will be asa b'achilo, because the pasuk says basa b'asoda treifa lo sachelu, and the Gemara darshins basa b'asoda. Why does it have to be b'asoda? And what if it's ba'ir? Why is only basa b'asoda treifa? You should say basa treifa lo sachelu. Like elav tashlichanos. Why do you say basa b'asoda? So the word b'asoda has the connotation of kibush yotzo chutz l'mechitzosa. What do you mean chutz l'mechitzosa? So the Gemara says, if you take a carbon kachikachim out of the Azor, if you take a kachimikalim out of Yerushalayim, or if you have a ben pekua, you shech the mother, and the uber is inside the mother's rechem, and at the time of shechita or before shechita, has its leg sticking out. So that's called chutzlum chitzos. Kim shiot the basel chutzlum chitzos in nesar. It's also b'achilah. So the Gemara says, who adenami? If you have an animal that's not a treifa, but it has a broken leg and it's limp. And that bone is not functioning. It's held together because there's skin on both sides, skin all around and around, but the leg is clearly broken, so it's not really attached to the rest of the body. So the Mishnah says that if you have basar ve'eva hamadul dolim, means either basar or eva hamadul dolim, bebehem achai v'yayif, and you check the animal, so you're not permitted to eat the basar ve'eva hamadul dolim because that's called basoda. That's like chutzlum chitzos. So that's the Mishnah, that if the animal breaks its leg at a certain spot, that's called the Tzumas HaGidin, where you have all the Gidin cross against each other. In an Oif, there are 16 Tzumas HaGidin that cross against each other. So usually, it says in Shulchan Aruch, we're not such Bikiyim to identify where the Tzumas HaGidin is. There are some people who are Bikiyim. Right, last year, I went there to Eretz Yisrael during intercession. So someone took me on a tour, they took me to Bnei Brak. There's a Sephardic rabbi there, Rabbi Machpud, gives his own hashgachas on chickens. So he was shechting all kinds of exotic birds that they had traditions from the Altaheim, that all of these birds were kosher. The peacock he shechted with a knife that had a nick in it, because on a peacock we don't have any masorah. He has masorahs on all kinds of exotic birds. He was shechting all the birds, gezokta bracha, doing kisi adam away and everything. And then he was showing us where the 16 tzumos hagidin were. So he says, 1, 2, he showed us all the 16 tzumos hagidin. Most shochtim are not able to figure out where the tzumos hagidin is. So this guy was an expert. He knew how. So the Mishnah says if the bird or the behemoth breaks its leg exactly where the tzumos hagidin is, a tzomet, you know, tzomet nachshon, tzomet, or whatever, you know, when you have a crossroads, a highway that crosses each other. So when you have a tzomet, so that's when you have the 16 gidin cross against each other. So that's called the tzomes hagidin. Okay. So the whole bird or the whole animal is going to be treifa. If it breaks below or above the tzomes hagidin, so then the whole bird is not a treifa, but that leg from the break and below is basada. That's also bachila, and the rest is mutar. So the Ramban has a comment on the Mishnah. If the animal broke its leg by the tzomes hagidin, the whole thing is a treifa. It's a foolish sheichet. The sheichet should see what the problem is that he has on his hands and take a saw, take a knife, and before he shechts the bird or before he shechts the cow, he should cut off another inch so it'll be broken above the tzumas hagidin. So then when he shechts it, it'll be kosher. So that's what the Ramban Taka says, that it's a foolish sheichet. The sheichet wasn't paying attention. If he uses his brains, if he has an ounce of brains, so let him not shecht the bird or the behemoth now when it's broken by the tzumas hagidin. Let him break off another inch and the rest of the bird will be kosher. So the Rosh disagrees with the Ramban, and that's what we assume like the Rosh. Treif einu chazeres lahachsher. Once the animal broke its leg by the tzumas hagidin, the whole animal is labeled as a treifa, and that seems to be the poshup shat on the Gemara. The Gemara seems to support what the Rosh said. The treif einu chazeres lahachsher. So the Avnei Nezer says, yes, good. This is a klal by macholos hasuris. Once the thing is declared as osa b'achila, me'ezit tam sheyir, so once it's osa b'achila, can't be chazer lahachsher. So what's the din in the following case? This is a machlekes in late Rishonim, early Achronim. A nochri takes some food which is not edible raw, and he cooks it a little bit. Kemachal ben derusoy shlish bishul lachatzi bishul. So the Gemara says if a nochri cooks it, kemachal ben derusoy was a gangster who was always running away from the police, and he never used to cook his food. He never used to eat benachas. He was always on the run, because he was afraid the police were going to catch up with him. So he used to broil his steaks. The minimum that it was needed. Machleg is Rashi and the Rambam. What is the definition of Michael ben Derusoy? Is it shlish bishul or chatzi bishulam? So whatever, he used to boil the steaks. It was red done. He used to gobble it down. He used to skedaddle to hide from the police. So that's considered the minimum shear for bishul. If you cook food on Shabbos, kamachal ben Derusoy, that's mavashul. If a nochri cooks food, kamachal ben Derusoy becomes bishul akum. Fine. So what happens if the nochri takes some raw food and he cooks it, kemachal ben derusoy, and it makes it, he takes kosher chicken, takes kosher food, and he cooks it, kemachal ben derusoy, all kosher ingredients I'm washing, but it became bishalakum. And he only cooked it, kemachal ben derusoy, and he took it off of the fire. Then a Jew, so it's also bachilim, bishalakum. Then a Jew takes that food, and he continues to cook it some more. So can that remove the yisr bishalakum? Or he say no, once the yisr bishalakum set in, so it's going to remain. So the Avnei Nezer points out in Tshuva Kuf that this is Lishitosim. So those who hold that you need Shishin for Bishalakum, obviously they hold that you say Tam Kiker. Why do you say Tam Kiker? Because it's Macholos Asuras. If it's Macholos Asuras, then this Klal applies. Treif Einach Azeres Lachshera. Once it's set in an Isra Achila, so the Isra Achila isn't going to disappear. The Isra Achila doesn't vanish into thin air. But the way we happen to Paskin La'aloch, that you don't need shishim, there are more d'shach and etaz. All three passages you don't need, they don't unquote the day ha'cholekas. They pass in l'alocha that you don't need shishim by bishalakim and pasakim. Why? Because it's not really an iser macholos asuris, it's an iser his karvus to the nochri. So then this din of treif einich hazeres lachsher doesn't apply here. So because it's not macholos asuris, the klal that the Rosh developed over here, treif einich in disagreement with the Ramban. Ramban holds that treif is hazeres lachsher. And as machloek is Rashi and Tosfos, and they do treif, but the treif chazeres lachshera. So the Rosh holds treif enoch chazeres lachshera. That's only if you're dealing with the chepts of macholos asuris. But if the thing's bishul akum, we pass and you don't need shisha, means that it's not macholos asuris. That's why you don't say tam ki iker. So it was not Macholos Asura. So then the Kalal of Treif and Chesdas of Shera doesn't apply. So if the Nochri cooked the food, Kamachal ben the Risoy, and the Isa Bishlachim sets in, then the Jew comes and he continues to cook it, and he does the Gmar Habishol, then it'll remove the Isa Bishlachim. The Isa Bishlachim can be removed. That's how we assume. So let's say in Hilcha Shabbos, let's say a Nochri cooks, not a Nochri, a Jew cooks some food on Shabbos. A Jew cooks a little food on Shabbos, and it's an Isra Bishalakum. So you're not allowed to eat it. And then accidentally, the food that was cooked by the Yisrael falls into other food. So does it Asa Bishishim, or do you say it's bottled Beroy? So if you would say that it's an Isra Macholos Asuras, then you would require Shishim. You would say Tam Kikra applies. If you say it's not an Isra Achila, it's an Isra not to be Nana from Malacha. Not to be nene. That's the first sif in Shin Yud Ches. It says Hamavashal B'Shabbos. So the first Rambam says Mavashal Lab Davke Hu Adinami. Any malacha that the Yisrael does, Yisrael makes a kevish. You're not allowed to climb on the kevish. The Mishnah talks an Achum making a kevish and an Achum lighting a candle. So the Rambam quotes from the Torah. It doesn't make a difference. If Yisrael makes a kevish, Yisrael lights the candle. Also, you're not allowed to be nene. He rejected this opinion in Tosfos. Yesh Mishaymer, Yeshua Tzolame Davke. Only mitzvah achila, only achila shtiyah is off. The Ramor rejects that. So nonetheless, the Ramor writes that if you have some water, or you have some cholent that was cooked by the Nochri, by the Jew on Shabbos, you have some food that was cooked by the Jew on Shabbos, you have to have shishim against it. That's the Ramor. You have to have shishim against it. Why do you need shishim? If you hold that it's not macholos asura, so the whole din of Tam Kikah shouldn't apply. So you ought to say that it's batel beroy, it's chad betray. So you see from the Ramor, you see from the Ramah that he goes l'chum in both directions. He holds if the Jew makes a kevish or the Jew lights a candle, so hamavashal b'shabbos also lihanes mimenu is not only mevashal. It applies to, you're not allowed to get hanor from the malacha that the Jew does. But if the Jew cooked some food on Shabbos, that food that he cooked becomes a chetza macholos asuras. He holds like the Yesh Mishoimer, and he holds like the Chokin. They're both. If it's a midi d'achila shtir, then it becomes a chetzer macholos asuras. Then the din is that you need shishin, because they say tam kikah. And if it's not a midi d'achila, then the din is that you're not allowed to get hanor from it. Similarly, there's a ramah also. The ramah has a wild din. It's consistent with this. Let's say a Jew cooks some, takes cold water from the tap, and he cooks it up, he makes on Shabbos, and he makes a hot cup of tea. You're not allowed to cook the water on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to use the hot water to put in the teapot. Okay. Because also the honest malach on Shabbos. So you're going to wait till the water cools down to room temperature. You're going to put it in the refrigerator. And then you're going to drink it as cold water. So the Rambam says, it's awesome. How did it become awesome? The whole thing is that you're not allowed to be nana from the malach was done on Shabbos. Nana is if you drink it when it's burning hot. You drink it when it's lukewarm. I drink it after it cools off already. Chazamin, it's tanin, it's still also to drink it. What's also to drink it? You can't say it's getting hanor. It reverted back to its original state. Originally it was regular tap water, regular room temperature water. Then the Jew cooked it, and if someone would drink it at that time, they would be getting hanor from the malacha Sa Yisrael. Nobody drank it then. So you wait till it cools down to room temperature, by so you're back where you started again. So what can be wrong? The answer is the Ramah holds that it's converted into a chef to macholos asuras. He quotes the Shuvah Saraj Paul like that. I feel the chazam in its tanin, it's also to drink it. So we understand why by midat achila he holds that it becomes a chefta macholos asuras. Treif einuch hazeres lachsher remains also, and you need shishin to be mevatlet. But he says it's also true that if the soul would make a kevish, the soul would be madlikas on there, it would be also lihonis miyor on there. Even though it's not, you can't say there that it's a chefta macholos asuras.
I don't understand how it is that you move the Yitzhak
Bar Dikol of
the
Shishin,
because it has this
man hechsher.
Not necessarily for the guy who
could be for himself, but for other people, it has this man hechsher
for a certain time after Shabbat. Therefore, it should be.
That's a good kasha. That is a good kasha. The Magen Avraham talks about the kasha. I don't remember what he answers, but for sure he asks the kasha. That's for sure. The Ramah says that you need shishim, and the Magen Avraham asks, how does the shishim help? Why not consider it a Dov Sheish Lamatirin? That's a very good kasha. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this Yesh Misha Ratzo Leimar is the Ramah has accepted it. Part of it.
he's accepted at the Chumrah. But if the Midah Achila, if it's something that's Royal Achila that the Jew cooked on Shabbos, it becomes a Chefta Macholos Asuris. But it doesn't mean that if it's not a Midah Achila, it's Hetta Goma. No, if it's not a Midah Achila, then the Jew made a Kevish, or the Jew did have Lokas Aner. So we paskin that it's also Lihonis Amen. Not let it get on though. So that's the Shabbos. So what do you do with the Gemara Yevamos? That was the Kasha, Yeshirat Salaima. Dafka Midah Achila is also Olichat Yad Rav Shal Tash Mishushari. The Rai was from Perik Cherish that the children are going to Mistamal. One of the children, the young children, will find the keys. The Mistamal they'll carry the keys and they give it to the one of Madrichim. So then we're going to retrieve the keys like that. So the Gemara says, how are you allowed to use the keys on Shabbos? Aren't you nenem and melechas ha Yisrael on Shabbos? How are you going to answer that Kasha? I don't know. Again, if he did what? If he did what? If he carried it? I mean, they mean to say only the Iker Hishtamshis is also. The Iker Hishtamshis. If he carried it for the purpose of Shtiyo, then you're not allowed to do Shtiyo with it, but you're allowed to do Rechitzis Yodah Viraglo. And the children who carried, they didn't have anything in mind. The children that carried the keys,
they had in mind to play with
it. Since they didn't have in mind, they didn't realize that anyone lost the keys. It is a Hishtamshis, but that's not the Iker Hishtamshis. And so that would be the Teretz to the Kasha here. Teretz is against them. It says Beferish that Nochri Shosa Kevesh, you're not allowed to be Nana from. Nochri Shidlik Sane, you're not allowed to be Nana from. So we thought the Teretz was that these Rishayim of Yeshiv Otzalayim is only talking about if the Jew did the Malacha. If the guy did the Malacha, then all Hishtamshis in Arasa. So you're suggesting a different Teretz. So no one ever thought to distinguish between the Jew and the guy. The distinction is, was that the Iker Hishtamshis or not? So if he makes a Kevesh, that's what a Kevesh is for, to climb up and down. If he lights in there, it means the Aron there, that's the Hishtamshis. But if the children are playing with the keys, they're not at all intending, that's not the Iker Hishtamshis that they were intending for, that someone should be able to open up the base medrash. So that's what these Yeshir Atzalayim meant. Since not the Iker Hishtamshis, that's Mutar. And he was a good nigger? It means that he liked it? Okay. Good. That's a delfer and for the kasha. So he says, well, the harikabish been there, the kamadram, the also the shnamish, the shnamish, the shnamish. So we said originally a difference between whether the Jew does it or the goy does it. That the yeshiva to laimar is only if the Jew is doing the malacha. If the guy is doing the malacha, they're masking that everything is done. So you're explaining differently. It depends what was the Iker purpose of the malacha. Okay. Yeah, but this is still true. What we pointed out is still, the Ramah does say that if you cooked up water on Shabbos, you're not permitted to drink the water even after it cools down to room temperature. So mamash not standing for the malacha at all. So you see that he holds that it becomes a chefta macholos asuras. And that's why the Ramah talks about shishim. The Ramah talks about bitul b'shishim. Otherwise, you don't understand what do you need shishim. It should be enough with the roi. Let's say chomet shavar al b'pesach. Chomet shavar al b'pesach is a machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Pesachim. Whether it's an isa deraisa or an isa derabban. So one Tana holds that it's an isa deraisa. All chomets in the world that exist on Pesach becomes also b'achil b'anoch. Doesn't matter whether it's b'shus ha'yisol b'shus ha'nochi. Chomets on Pesach becomes also b'anoch. So we don't accept that opinion. We pass in chemtza shal nachri shal over all of our pesach is mutamano. Only chemtza shal Yisrael shal over all of our pesach is also because it's a penalty because he violated Bal Yerubay Motz. So the Gemara says since it's only a penalty, but the Rabbanon it's not really said deraisa. So they only prohibited it the chomet shal over pesach when it's bien. Whenever it's alidei taruvis, it's mutter. So what does that mean when it's alidei taruvis? It's mutter. So there's a machlekes harishonim there, Rashi in the tour. How much of a taruvus do you have to have? Is it sufficient with a taruvus of roiv? Even though the chametz is nice and tam. Let's say I have some chametz. I mixed in, I don't know, a chametz stick of flour. So over all of our pesach, I mixed it and I made latkes. I made latkes out of it. So it's nice and tam. chomesh dika flour is nice and tamed than latkes, but it's less than 50%. So they say that the chomesh over all of our pesach becomes bottled beroiv, as long as it's less than 50%, it's bottled beroiv. But he say no, you need shishim. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says you need shishim. The Chava says you need shishim. The Mishnah Berurah says, but if you have a hefset merubah, then when nekel, we revert back to the ikaradin. The ikaradin really is that roiv is enough. Why is roiv enough? He says because it's not macholas asuris. If you would have held like the Tana who holds a chomet over all of ha-pesach is an isa deraisa machleg Reb Yudah Reb Shimon. If you would have held like Reb Yudah, the chomet over all of ha-pesach is an isa deraisa means that it's macholas asuris. All chomet that's in existence on Pesach becomes also bachil ba'anol the yoylam for it. So macholas asuris, so there's a din of tam kiker, so you always need shishim against it. But we pass on like Reb Shimon, the chomet over all of ha-pesach is only a knas midirabbanon, so they never really acted it. But Torah sachepta macholas asuris. They said you're not allowed to get hanor from it. Not allowed to get hanor. You have sometimes macholas asuris that's even also bahanor. Let's say orlok like karen basa b'cholov. It's macholas asuris b'pitzer achila, and not only is it also b'achila, it's even also bahanor. That's orlok like karen and basa b'cholov. Starts off as an isa b'achila, and then it's even extends to become an isa hanor. Sometimes you have something that's not Isuri Achila at all. Let's say someone's Magdash a tape recorder. It's an Yasab Achila. It's Bechlal. It's not food. It's not Reil Achila at all. It's Kodesh. Kodesh is also, let's say a person worships. He worships the tape recorder. It becomes Avodah Zarah. So you're going to say it's Asab Achila and also Asab Ano? No. There's no halacha that Avodah Zarah is Asab Achila. Avodah Zarah is Asab Ano. You're not allowed to eat it because achila is of one form of one of the many forms of hanor, but it's not that it's also achila; it's also hanor. So here, by the chomet over all of our pesach, if the din would have been like Rabbi Yudah, the chomet over all of our pesach would have been an isa deraisa, would have been labeled as a macholas asuras. So there would have been a din that you need shishim like all macholas asuras. You apply tam ki ikar, so you say ras is up until shishim. But we pass like Reb Shimon, the Chomet over all about Pesach is a penalty. Midirabbanon, you're not allowed to get Hanor from it. So it's not that they declared Macholas Asuris. Not only is it also Bachil, it's also also Banon. No, they said you're not allowed a penalty. You're not allowed to get Hanor from it. Achil is included in Hanor. Achil is one of the forms of Hanor, but it's not that it's also Achil. It's also Banon. So since it's not a cheft of Macholas Asuris, so the halach of Tam Kika doesn't apply. The Mikra Adin, we really pass that as bottle beroiv. You don't need shishin. Because the Rada Rishonim would disagree, so they hold you need shishim, so l'chatchila we require shishim. But if the Mishnah Berurah writes, if it's a hefsed merubah, then we revert back to the Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin is that it's bottled berah, you don't need shishim. So here, by Hamavashal B'Shabbos, the Ramah says that you need shishim. Obviously, he holds that Hamavashal B'Shabbos becomes a cheft of macholas asuris. That's l'shitasa that he says. He quotes the Chovas HaRashba that if you cook water on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink it. While it's hot, you're not even allowed to drink it. Lach Hashem, it's tanin. Once you're mevashal b'Shabbos, it's converted into a chevtza macholas asuris. But we also ask him that if a Jew makes a kevish, you're not allowed to climb on the kevish. A Jew lights a light, he lights a flame, you're not allowed to read Liora on there. That means that they did two things. They made two gzeras. One gzera was that you're not allowed to get hanor from Yisrael shas malocha b'Shabbos, also lihanes meyosa hamalocha. And then number two, that if the Yisrael cooked food on Shabbos, on Vashal b'Shabbos, it's converted into a cheftza macholas asuris. Okay. Nachman, so let's see the Mishnah again. Mishnah says that if the Nachri also malacha b'shul Yisrael also lehanis mimenu, but if the Nachri also malacha b'shul atzmo muta lehanis mimenu. Then the Gemara says, "Bamed v'mam she'enem akira." The Gemara quotes Tana Rabbanan Abrais. Bamed v'mam murim. When do I say that what? That if the Nachri did it for himself, then it's muta for the Yisrael to get on. Or later on, that's only if the Nachri doesn't know the Jew. They're not acquaintances. Abba Makira, but if they are acquaintances, author, because of the concern there is Shemi Arbe Bishvil. It will allow the Jew to get Anor for the Malachas Anokri. So the Nochri may make a habit of it. The Nochri may cook extra. He may do the Malacha in a larger volume on behalf of the Israel. So that's why we ask. Sure. So now the Gemara effect, I like the Gekasha. Effect Markasha, any. What's one of the dinim that it said in the Braisa? Let's see, the Mishnah had three examples. The Nochri lit a candle, or the Nochri carried water from the Bor, which is the Rishus HaYochid, inside of the Bor Rishus HaYochid, carried from inside of the Bor to the Rishus HaRabim, and the third case was the Nochri made a kevish. So if it was done on behalf of the Yisrael, he's not allowed to get on up. If it was done on behalf of the Nochri himself, he's allowed to get on up. So then the Gemara quoted another case about a Nochri cutting off grass on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do kotzer on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So the question is whether the Yisrael is allowed to get anos. If the Nochri had in mind the Jew, that the Jew, his next door neighbor, his friend, should have straw to feed to his animals, then the Akum Shoasim Alach B'Shvil Yisosi, you're not allowed to be Nena. But if the Nochri did it for himself, then it's not a problem. Feg Markasha, how can that be? The Nochri, he doesn't know me. He doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know that I need any straw to feed my animals. The Nochri cut off straw for himself and his animals ate and ate and ate. And they left over a little bit, and he packed up and he left. The Nochri went to a different Medina. So whatever he left over, it says, Yisrael could be machal lebehemto afterwards. So Gemara fei takasha, how can it be? But the straw that was cut off on Shabbos, the grass, or the straw that was detached from the ground on Shabbos, doesn't it become mukse? And the halacha says, I'm permitted to allow my animal to graze on Shabbos. The animal should nibble on the grass and detach it. But I'm not allowed to have my animal. We're not afraid that the farmer, if the farmer will allow the animal to graze on Shabbos, that the farmer may yank out the grass and feed it to the animal. The animals know how to rip out the grass themselves. They know how to nibble directly from the mechubel karka. But if I have bundles of tvuah, that's Michael Behema, that's Muktzeh, it was detached on Shabbos, let's say, it's Muktzeh was detached on Shabbos, so that you're not allowed to be Mamed Behemto, Al Gabi Asavim Shel Muktzeh B'Shabbos, because of the Gzeire, he may forget, and he may handle it. What does Rashi write? Shema Yitol B'Yodo V'Yachil, lest the Jew will handle it, and feed it to his animal. So Mari asked Akasha, said, how can the Braisa give the additional case? And the Mishnah only gave three cases. The Nochri lit the candle for himself, so the Jew can read Lior Hanel later. The Nochri carried water on his own, so the Jew can feed the water to his behemoth later. So the water is not Muktzeh. And the third case was the Nochri made a kevesh, so the Jew, he made the kevesh for his own purposes. So the Jew was allowed to climb down the kevesh. The case that wasn't discussed was what the Braisa had done. Nochri shelikat asavim, the Nochri detached grass from the ground, so the Jew can feed his, if he did it for himself, the Nochri did it for himself, so the Jew can feed his behemah for not grass. So the Gemara shek takasha, but the grass that's attached to the beginning of Shabbos and it's cut off in the middle of Shabbos by the Nochri, that's going to be muktzeh. So we have a din from one of the Amarayim. Amar Avun, Amar Abchanina, you're not allowed to feed your animal muktzeh on Shabbos because of the gzeret that you may forget and carry the muktzeh. So for the Gemara, that prohibition that you're afraid he's going to forget and handle the muktzeh, that's only when your mamish aimed, you're standing there on top of the behemah and insisting that the animal should eat the muktzeh. So if it doesn't eat, so you're going to shove the muktzeh in the animal's mouth. We're afraid that you may forget. But over here, he's not going to be so hands-on on the animal. He's just going to block the way the behemoth shouldn't go over there, should go over here, and then the behemoth's going to go over here, it's going to eat the muktzeh on its own. So that's not included in the prohibition. That's what the Gemara answers. Why did the Gemara assume that straw or grass that was detached on Shabbos should be muktzeh? Why is that so? So the Pasha Pshat is because on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashes, for sure it was muktzeh, it was mechubel lekarka. For sure it was muktzeh. It's Michael Behema, which you can't get to eat unless you violate an Issa. The only way to get to eat that food is by nibbling, is by detaching the food. Like we spoke yesterday, if you have the Magen Avraham Kotzer Rashba, if you have raw potatoes in the refrigerator, so that's muktzah on Shabbos, not muktzah on Yom Tov. You can cook the potatoes. Why should it be muktzah? But on Shabbos, since you don't plan to feed it to the behemoths, you plan to feed it to Adam, and an adam can't eat it the way it is unless he cooks it, and cooking is not allowed, so that's considered mukta. That's when the Magen Avraham quotes a Rashba, that the raw potatoes, the base of babayi, is not basoda. Raw potatoes, basoda, mistama, not mukta, because maybe he'll want to feed it to the animals. But raw potatoes, babayi, so we don't have such animals, so that's considered mukta. So the same thing over here, the mechuba lekarka, the peris that were mechuba lekarka betchilas haShabbos are considered mukta, because the only way to get to eat them is by detaching them, and you're not allowed to detach them on Shabbos and Yontes. So that's the question. The only way to detach them, the only way to get the animal to eat it is by detaching. What if we bring the behemoth here and let the animal graze? That's said in the memory that that is mukta. Ma menonim behemta agabi hamechuba, agabi amar avune. It is permissible. Taka, why is it permissible? Tosfos says, "Mamid adam behemto." Why is that muta? What happened to shvisis behemto? You're not allowed to permit your animal to be engaged in a malacha. So how do I allow my animal to graze on Shabbos? I should have to have, if the farm is a Shemesh Shabbos, you should have like we have toilet paper for Shemesh Shabbos. So we have to have special grass for the behemoth, that the behemoth shouldn't violate the Easter. The owner of the behemoth will be in violation of Shvisis Behemto if he lets his animal graze. It says, that's a joke. Why is it a joke? Why is it wrong? It says, maybe one can say that the farmer is not allowed to let his cow graze in the field, not allowed to let your horse nibble the grass off because it's Shvisis Behemto. The animal will be annoyed. It'll be a big nuisance if you don't let the animal nibble the grass directly. So what exactly does that mean? So what happened to the din of shvisas behemto? In shvisas behemto depends on tircha. That's what it means. Malacha by a person depends on malacha. The categories of lamata salvas malacha. In shvisas behemto, the definition of malacha there depends on tircha. And if there's no tircha, the behemoth enjoys it, then it's muta.
It's
I mean, the only time there's an isa shvisas behemto is when the behemoth does the malacha on behalf of some human being or another. If it's doing the malacha on its own behalf, the behemoth is doing the malacha on its own behalf, then it's bechlal not included in the isa. Yeah, that's a good definition. The shayla is that what Tosfos says? So he says that's what it means. Behemoth is doing it for himself. That's the vort. Or perhaps the vort is, it's unclear. It's a mechilta. Or perhaps the vort is that the definition of maloche by shvisas behemto is different. It doesn't depend on the lamed tes of its malachas alone. It means a maloche where there's tircha, where there's tzar.
You can put a very light thing on the behemoth.
Oh, also, you put a light thing and it doesn't bother the behemoth at all. Mamash lo malo lamar. Is that also? Pashtun says that it is also. Pashtun says that it is also. The only thing that's mutter is because it's not, if it's not the tzarach ha'odim, it's the tzarach ha'behemah itself. Pashtun should be like that. That the answer of the mechilta is not so much whether there's tzar or there's no tzar. What it really means is, if it's the tzarach ha'behemah, then there's no isa. If it's tzarach ha'odim, then you have an isa of shvisas behemah. L'cher. So therefore the behemoth does it for itself. Not that the definition of the malacha for purposes of shvisa behemto depends on, it's not a function of tzar. You can have the behemoth carry a very light thing, the behemoth doesn't feel that it's a nuisance at all. It's still afi pashtus, it is us, even though the behemoth is not mitzta eres.
Why should you differentiate between the behemoth and the cook? The behemoth does a malacha for somebody else, it blinds you the eyes.
The person owns the behemoth. The person owns the behemoth. So that's a din of shvisas behemoth. People don't own their children. So by the children, it's only an Easter. If my child does it on my behalf, if he doesn't do it.
Somebody else, because he knows that the father wants him to do it to somebody else, would that be considered on the father's behalf?
Could be. If the child knows that the father wants it, yeah. So he's ultimately doing it for the father. That could be that that would also be an Issa Derais included in Shvisa's Bana Baktana. Could be. So Nachma, so the Gemara has Akasha on the Braisa. The Mishnah didn't give this example. The Mishnah gave the three examples. Nachri Shidlik Saner, Nachri Shemile Maim is Hoitzor, and Nachri Shosa Kedesh is Boinem is Sakin Mona. But the Braisa gave a fourth example of Nachri Shaliket Asavim. So the Liket Asavim, the Gemara assumes that the Asavim when they were Mechubel Karka were for sure Mukta. Why were they Mukta when they were Mechubel Karka? Why are they asavim muksa when they're mechubal karka? So the Pashtus is because it's like raw potatoes on Shabbos that you can't eat. Raw potatoes on Yom Tov are not muksa because you can cook them. Raw potatoes on Shabbos are muksa because you can't cook them. You don't plan to feed them to the baby. You plan to eat it yourself. So you're not going to give it to the baby. So it's Michael Odom and it's not Roy Lachilia. That's why it's muksa. So the Pashtus over here is that the things that are mechubal karka, you're not allowed to be toilish, not for Shabbos, not for Yom Tov. So since you're not allowed to be toilish, so that's why it's muksa. But if the Nachri was toilishit already, Nachri Shalikate, so now there's no longer any reason why it should still be Muktzah. Because man is Mechubel HaKarka, you understand, it's Muktzah. Because you can't get to eat it. But once it's already Nitlash, Nachri Shalikate Asam, the Nachri already detached it. So what's the problem now? So that should be the old Machlokes of whether it's Amigur is Katsoi, the Ben Ashmash is Katsoi Lukaliyama. So in the days of the Tanoim, that was Machlokes of Yudah Reb Shimon. That was Machlag Zabir Reb Shimon. We happen to paskin Pshoris. We paskin like Reb Shimon and Muktze, but we paskin like Reb Yudah that you do say Migadis Kasoy. That's tomorrow's later in the Perik. We'll get to that, when we learn Perikira, we'll learn some more about Muktze. So the Pashtus is that that this din, Nachri Shaliket Asav in Machlag Yisol, the Gemara considers the Asav in Muktze, should really depend on the Machlag Zabir Reb Shimon. Because Mandi Asav in Machub Lekarka. So you're not allowed to detach them from the karka to feed it to Adam or to Behemoth, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. So you understand why it's muktzah. But once it's already nachri shalikeh, so why do you say it's still muktzah? Because you say migdis katzoy. So it says, but it's a machlekes satanayim. Tim time aleima hachbraiser Reb Shimon he aleima the hachbraiser Reb Shimon the leislein muktzah. Yeah, the Gemara had a kasha. Let it be muktzah. So it says, there goes according to Reb Shimon. He doesn't believe in migdis katzoy. Can it be? That's what Tais says. Can it be that Mamidon Behemta Agabi Asam Avla Agabi Mukta? Why do I consider the Asavish and Nitlushu Hayom Mukta? That's only Aliva the Reb Yudah. But if you hold like Reb Shimon, that there's no dinamiga this katsoi, so the Asavish and Nitlushu Bishabis of the Yontav should not be considered Mukta. There's no miga this katsoi. So one suggestion Tais gives is Anachanami. That you're right. Asavish and Nitlushu Bishabis of the Yontav will only be remain mukta. They'll only retain the status of mukta based on migdus katzoy. If you hold like Reb Yudah, if you hold like Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon does denies migdus katzoy. We happen to paskin like Reb Shimon in his principal shita, but we don't. But we paskin like Reb Yudah that you do say migdus katzoy. The test is going on the level of tanoim. They're asking. So the first answer they give is you're right. Asav shenitzlo b'shabish b'yontif will be a machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon whether you say migdus katzoy, you don't say migdus katzoy. Then Taisa says, "Inami, I have another answer. Asavim muksmei mafila the Reb Shimon tvisheni yoshev imetzapesh yolketum." What are the answers? It's a new word. A new word. There are some cases where even Reb Yudah, where even Reb Shimon agrees that you send migdus katzoy. What case would that be? Let's say you have eitzim avonav yofar, and somebody takes this eitzim avonav yofar in the middle of Shabbat, in the middle of Yom Tov, and he makes a table out of it. He makes a table out of it in the middle of Shabbos and Yom Tov. He makes he takes offer, he takes stand, and he makes a klicheres out of it in the middle of Shabbos. So that Taisus quotes in the Gemara that even Reb Shimon will also agree that on Eitzim Abanam Yofa Yisai Migdus Katzoy. They only argue by Ochlim and by Kalim. Yisai Migdus Katzoy, Ochlim and by Kalim. But if you have, we'll have to learn that Perikira. But if you have something that's Mukta Machmas Gufa Mamish, you have Eitzim Abanam Yofa is Mukta Machmas Gufa. So then everybody agrees that in such a case we'll say Migdus Katzoy. So that's what Taisa suggests over here. Inami, Asavim, whatever is Mechuba Lekarka. Everybody will agree that even after it'll be Nitlash, you're going to say Migdus Katzoy. Why? Mechuba Lekarka is like Eitzman Bona Viofa. Even though the behemoth can easily nibble on it, that's Talaha. Mechuba Lekarka, let's say, is not Mechabal Tumah. Mechubal karka is not mekabel tuma. Why? It's not mekabel hechsher. If you rinse off the apples while they're still attached to the tree, it's not mekabel hechsher. The tuma, it's not mekabel tuma. Why? Mechubal karka is not called eichel. That's not law. Kubal Karka is not called Erkel. So if it's not called Erkel, then it's like Eitzim on one of the offer. And even Rav Shimon would agree that in that case he would say Migad is Katsoi. The only time it's a Machlag is Rav Shimon Rav Yudah, do you say Migad is Katsoi by Ochlim or by Kalim? By Ochlim or by Kalim. But if you're dealing with something that started off as a non-Erkel, a non-Kli, Eitzim on one of the offer, even Rav Shimon will agree that you say Migad is Katsoi. These are the two days and things. If you had hay that was attached to the ground betchilas haShabbos betchilas haYontem, then it was detached in the middle of Shabbos, so the Brisa says the Gemara is assuming that you say migdas katzay. So this says 2 days. Is that only Alibed Reb Yudah who holds you always say migdas katzay? We happen to pass from like him. Is the same migdas katzay, or should I say it's even Alibed Reb Shimon? Because mechuber doesn't have a shame oichel at all. So that's just like Eitzim Avonah we offer that for sure you say migdas katzay. Okay. So that's the same Tosfos and Beitza has the two opinions. The next Tosfos is Ma'amidon and Behemto. That's the Shaila. What is it? What does the Mechilta mean? Mechilta means that the definition of Melacha changes with respect to Behemah, with respect to Odom, that with respect to Behemah, like in Chalamoy. The thing is that the definition of Melacha in Chalamoy has to do with how much Tircha there is. A Melacha Gemur, where there's no Tircha, so many hold that it's not awesome at all. That the guy's going to flick the switch on and off, on and off, on and off on Chalamoy. He doesn't need it. So it's going to turn on the light, turn off the light. Absolutely no tircha whatsoever. Is that the say Hetta Gomer? That's a shayla. You say that's Hetta Gomer? Because there's mamish no tircha? So that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Many hold this, that the definition of Melacha Bechalaman has to do with Tircha. If there's mamish no Tircha whatsoever, then it's not called Melacha at all. So one could say over here also that by Shvisas Behemto, we define Melacha differently from Shvisas Adam. Shvisas Behemto depends how much Tircha there is. Then you're going to get into trouble, you say. Then it's going to come out of Chiddush that you're allowed to leave a towel on the animal's back and push the animal, that it should carry the towel, because the towel doesn't annoy the animal at all. By Behemah there is a din, Odom can go with Begodim, he can go with Tachshitim. Behemah also can go with Begodim, he can go with Tachshitim. Okay, but we're talking over here to carry a towel that's not a beggar. It's not that the animal is wearing it like a beggar. He's just schlepping the towel from one place to the other. But it's so light it doesn't bother him. It doesn't annoy the Behemah at all. So if you say this, Mechodesh Dikab Shah, that Tesis is quoting the Mechilta, that the definition of Shvisas Behemto is a function of Tircha. So then it will come out that it's mutab, so wild chiddush. And the pashta says that you should interpret differently. If whenever the behemah is doing it for its own pleasure, so that's not an isa shvisas bento. Only when the behemah does for Adam, then it's a problem of shvisas bento. Okay. Now the Gemara is going back to this Braisa. The Mishnah didn't say in the Braisa, it says, Amar says in the Braisa, Mamed Vamamurim, when did we say that if the Nachri did a Malacha on behalf of himself, that you're permitted to get an offer from it later on, that's only if the Nachri was Eina Makir, the Nachri is not an acquaintance of mine. So we can't say that there's even a half a minute that he had me in mind. But Abba Makiro also, why? Because of the Gzeresh and the Arba Bishvila. Very Markashva, Rabbi Gamliel Makira have in the Mishnah. They were traveling on the boat the whole time. Who made the kevish over here? Who made the kevish? So I thought Pasha Pshat, when they landed, like when the airplane lands, so the people in the airport roll over a kevish. I thought them when the boat lands in the port, so the people in the port make a kevish. So the Gemara seems to say not so. Rashi learns not so. Rav Gamliel was traveling a couple of months, a couple of weeks with the Nachri on the boat. So the Nachri on the boat made a kevish. But he has a whole lumber yard there. He has logs of wood, and he has saws, and he has screws and nails, and he measures, and he says, that's what he learned. Okay. So the Gemara asked Akashi, if it was a Nachri Hamakiro, Rashi, Shari Bisvin Hoyebo, Imo, Rashi learns he was traveling, the Nachri was traveling with Rabbi Gamliel the whole time. Rabbi Gamliel probably was coming back and forth from Rome to Eretz Yisrael. He kept on traveling back and forth to go to visit the government in Rome. So the Gemara for Ektakashin Makira also, Rabbi Gamliel, Makira Havi? Yes, so it should be also Gzeri Shemi Arbe Bishvila, Omer Abaye, Shaloi, Befon of Havi. This din in the Braisa, Abaye comes up with a Chiddush. this din in the brisa that benachri hamakira, you have to be choshish gzeres shemir, but b'shvila maybe he did extra. That's only if the nachri does it b'fanav of the Yisrael. But if he does it shaloi b'fanav, you should be choshish. Then maybe he has in his mind, he's such a good yidid that even if the Jew is not present when at the time the nachri is doing the malacha, he has him in mind and he's gonna be marbe b'shvila. So Abai said that's too chomer. Shaloi b'fanav is mutzur shem. Rav Amar, Rav says, "Afi the tema b'fanav ner li'echad ner le'meya." The Nachri himself was on the boat, and he needed a kevish for himself. So it's a Nachri shalas malacha b'shvil atzma. So this is a shaila over here. Is this a machleik? Whatever this machleik is about, the Rav and halacha we pass from like Rav, except for the six cases of the Alkigam. So this is not one of the six cases of the Alkigam. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. We pass from like Rav. In his disagreement with Abai. What did Rava disagree with Abai? I mean, Abaye insists that Abai is a Mekel and Rava is a Machmer. Abai is Mekel, that the only time Nochri HaMakira, you have to be Choshish, Gzeri Shemayabe B'Shvila, it's only if the Nochri did the Melacha B'Fan above the Yisrael. The Yisrael is there, the Nochri knows that this Rabbi is a Shem Shab, is not going to do a Melacha. You have to be concerned Shemayabe B'Shvila. But if the Nochri does Melacha Shlo B'Fan of, he's not going to have so much in mind his beloved Jewish friend. So then you don't have to be concerned. Zereshem Yarbe B'Shila. And Robert disagrees with Abaye, and he says, not true. You have to be Choshish, Zereshem Yarbe B'Shvilo, even if the Nochi did the Malacha Shalai B'Fon. So that's how the Mechaba passed. The Mechaba says, like Robert, it has a Tzio in our Robert. The letter Zion, where is it? Shulchan Aruch Sham. Where is it? Shin Chof Hei Sif Yud Aleph. That's only, yeah. In Makiro Osir. If he's a Nachri HaMakiro Osir, and he doesn't say that it has to be Befana. Midasasim HaMechabe Mashma, Da'af Him Shalei Befana, Af Shalei Befna Yisrael Likit Osir. In Makiro. The chain post could come after in a war because they hold the halacha machlekes Abai v'Rava, so the din is like Rava. Then the Mishnah Brura points out in the bir halacha, hina mechab esasam lezeh the mashmatim lo asav ufnei Yisrael asur k'moshe kalsam abeis yoyis v'chein nirad asariva Rambam delo hiskir divrei Abaye that you need davke b'fanav. It shows that Taisus and Beitzah dav gimel okay, but then he says that Rav Harishonim don't agree. The Loka Das Haran, the Hamagin Mishneh, and he starts quoting many who Das Haravon, and the Rashbo, and the Meiri, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and the Ramach, and he goes on and on and on and on. He says that most say there never was a Machlekes Abai v'Rava. The Rava doesn't disagree. He passes like Rava when he disagrees with Abai if it's not Yalkigat. The Rava is not disagreeing with Abai. He's pointing out that there's another good answer over here. Abai said one good answer, and Rava has another good answer, but he's not in disagreement with Abai. So that's a Shaila. That's the Shana. So again, the Beis Yosef understood, like those Rishonim, that it's a machlokes Abai v'Rava. So really, you have to pass like Rava and reject Abai. That the Nachri Hamakiro, it's a Zeres Hamiyarbe B'Shvilo, even if he's doing it Shalai B'Fono. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Kama v'Kama Rishonim would disagree. They say Abai v'Rava never disagreed. Okay. What does the Gemara bring? Toshma. We have a Mishnah in Machshirin. So we have a din the Chachamim prohibited rechitza b'chamin on Shabbos. You don't let it bathe in hot water on Shabbos. After they made this din the Rabbanon, so it does make a difference even if 99% of the city population, even if 100% of the city population is going, and the balon, the bathhouse attendant, the non-Jewish bathhouse attendant in this merchat, based on merchat, is salaried by the municipality. So he has in mind all the people that live in the city. There are no Jews at all in the municipality. He had in mind only going. So there wouldn't be an Israel, a Jew comes from another nearby city. He's going to say, the Jew is not allowed to get hanor from the malacha that the Nachri did. Why not? The Nachri did the malacha only for going. He did it only for non-Jews. He didn't even think that there were any Jews. But still, you're not allowed to bathe in it on Shabbos. It's Xeris HaBalon. Rechitza Bechamin is also on Shabbos. So we're talking over here, not Rechitza B'Shabbos. Rechitza B'Shabbos is the Gzeira. We're talking Lirchatz, that you have to wait B'Chdei Shiyasu or not. If a Nachri does a Malacha B'Shvil Yisrael, so you have to wait in order to get Anor, B'Chdei Shiyasu after Shabbos. If the Nachri doesn't do B'Shvil Yisrael, so you don't have to, so on Shabbos you're not allowed to take a hot bath. That's Gzeira Sabalonim. After Shabbos is over, so you don't have to wait B'Chdei Shiyasu. So what's the din if there's a mixed population in the city? Irshi, Yisrael v'nachem Doron b'tocho, there were Jews and non-Jews in the municipality, and the Balon is doing for everybody. If most of the customers are Nochrim, Mudeluchetz b'miyad, miyad means immediately after Shabbos is over, you don't have to wait b'stei she'asa. Rabbi Yisrael, if most of the citizens in the city are Yisraelim, and the Balon is salaried by the government, he's salaried by all the people in the city, he has a mind basically for the Yisraelim. He go bus the ropes, he has a mind Yisraelim. Then it's a Nachri Shasim Balacha B'Shvul Yisos, you have to wait B'chdei She'yasa. So the Gemara raises the question, so what's the Shaila Toshma? What are they trying to prove over here? So Rashi explains, Abagab D'Shloi B'Fonov. Hi, but over here, the Nachri is doing the Malacha Shalo B'Fnei HaYisrael. The Nachri is doing it Shalo B'Fnei HaYisrael. So why do we still say that? It's Osir. So the Gemara says, He certainly has the Jews in mind. Abai Barabbah talking about a different case. The fellow is doing it for himself. The Nachri is only doing for himself. So do we say he only had himself in mind? Whatever's left over, so the Jews can get on off. But he say no, that he also have in mind the Jew. But over here, he's salaried by the municipality. So of course he has in mind all the people in the city. Otherwise they don't pay him the money. So he had in mind everybody. So if it's Rabbi Yisrael, we declare that it's Nasa B'Shvil Yisrael. It's Rabbi after Nasa B'Shvil Yisrael. Same thing. Ner Adolak B'Mesib Rabbi Nachim Muta L'Shtamish L'Yor Rabbi Yisrael Asa L'Shtamish L'Matza Machta Zafzer. So the Shaila is, but why don't you say that he did it for himself and he didn't have in mind the Jews? So the answer is no. He's not in the Mesiba. He's not part of the Mesiba. He's not doing for himself. He's doing for the whole group of people. That's for the whole group of people. So then the Jews are included. Okay. Then the Gemara tells the story. Nochri came and he lit a candle. Adrina Shmuli Ape. Shmuel didn't want to get on Noah because Shmuel thought that the Nochri was Hidlikis on there, Bishvil HaYisrael. And the Mishnah says, Nochri Shidlikis on there, Bishvil HaYisrael. Also the Shamish Liyar. Then he sees the Nochri sitting and reading the magazine. Came the Chaz of Daisy Star. The Kokori, the Nochri is sitting reading his magazine. Oh, I realize I died in Abshi Hudadlik. So then I'm allowed to get Hanoah as well. I'm permitted to get Hanoah as well. So that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. I told you the story about there was a chief rabbi, when Rabbi Herzog was the chief rabbi, so he visited a balabos in Montreal. And the balabos was showing him his big library. So Rabbi Herzog took out a safer, he wanted to see it, and there were no lights on in the library. So the non-Jewish maid came and she turned on the lights. So Herzog walked out. He's not allowed to get Hanoah from the Nochri's Malocha. So the maid didn't know what happened because she always turns on the lights for the Balabatim. These were religious Jews, but they always had the maid do the Malocha for them. So she said, what did I do? Why the rabbi ran away? So the Balabas explained to her that the din is, strictly speaking, you're not allowed to have a goy do Malocha for you. And even if the goy did on his own, you're not allowed to get Hanoah. So many years go by. Rabbi Herzog passed away and Rabbi Yuntaman passed away already. Then was Rabbi Gorin. Was the chief rabbi. First was Rabbi Cook was the first chief rabbi, Rabbi Herzog was the second chief rabbi, Unterman was the third chief rabbi, and Rabbi Gorin was the fourth chief rabbi. So the Balabos also passed away. So his son, Yarshin, the whole library from the father, and Rabbi Gorin is visiting by the son in Montreal, and he's showing him his same library that his father had. So the same Goyishamay, he has the same Goyishamay, and the maid comes in, she turns on the light in the study, and she sits down, she starts reading Time magazine. So Rabbi Gorin is looking around at the farm and reading the song because he saw that she turned on the light and she's reading on her own. Then after 20 minutes, the maid tiptoes out and she walks away. So Rabbi Gorin asked the Balabas, what's going on over here? Why did she read the newspaper? Why did she read the magazine for 20 minutes? So he told him that his father already told the maid years ago that if she's going to turn on the rabbi for the chief, she's going to turn on the light for the chief rabbi, he's going to walk out. But then she turned it on, she used it herself. He read the shtar. He read the star, so he did it adaited and afshay also. So then the Israel is permitted to get on us. Neil Yech and Neil Meir. She didn't. It's no Kzevish any Arbe Bishvila. It's the same lights. She didn't turn on more lights. She switched on the one set of lights, and everything went on. Okay, good enough. Okay, let's see. Time to start a new parish. Let's see, Kira, Perek Kira. Yeah.
So what about the question that some people are mocking on that Israel now could benefit from the
The problem? The Jews are doing malacha on Shabbos. The Jews and the electric thing continue to do malacha on Shabbos in order to have all the electricity as well. So strictly speaking, should be also to get an off on it. So the Matirim say that since you need electricity for the hospitals, for Makom Pikuach Nefesh, they have a heter to do the malacha for that. So so everybody is going to say it's beheter. It's beheter. I don't know. That's what the Chazanish insisted, that you're not allowed to get on, no, you have to use a kerosene lantern, or you have to have your own generator. So those that follow the Chazanish insist on either light kerosene lantern, or they have their own generator, one or the other. Yeah, yeah. Let's see, what's going on here? In the beginning of Perikira, there are three kinds of ovens. There's a Tana, a Kira, and a Kupach. This Mishnah is only talking about Kira, Alamed Vav Amud Beis. And the next Mishnah, Alamed Ches Amud Beis, I think it's the next Mishnah, yeah. The next Mishnah, Alamed Ches Amud Beis, is going to give you the din of a Tanur, and then he's going to give you the din of a Kupach. So the Tanur is much more Chomer than a Kira, and a Kupach is in between. The Kupach sometimes it has the Chomer of a Tanur, and sometimes it has the Kula of a Kira. Yeah. The Shaila is, what do we have today? What kind of a status do our ovens have today? So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Taisus, the Tana Shalona Kikira Shalahem. All the Tanurim that we have is Manazeh, everything has the status of a Kira. So that's why it's important to know the Din of Kira. Why Tana Shalona Kikira Shalahem? Why? What's the definition of Tanur? The Chumra of Tanur, so the Magen Avraham goes, quote Sukshatin. So what's usually assumed the Kula? The definition of a Tanur is a Tanur Shal Nachtoimen, which is very, very hot, a baker's oven. Our ovens are not miyuchad for baking. Yeah, you bake challahs and you bake cakes there too, but it's not a tanush nachtom. It's not as hot as a matzah oven. Matzah oven is much hotter than our regular oven, or an oven in a bake shop, in a bakery. The oven is much hotter, so that has the chumras of tanur. That nothing is muta, nothing is muta. And tanush alanu is kikir shalahem, because it's not a tanush nachtom. That's the opinion that we rely on. The Magen Avraham quotes another opinion. What's the difference between a Tanur and the Kupach? And then we wouldn't always say Tanur Shalom and Kikir Shalom. Okay, so we'll have to learn a little more. So good, so we're talking about, roughly speaking, talking about Akan and Oven. Now there are three prohibitions that are dealt with over here. There's Hatmona, and then there's Shehiyah, and then there's Hachazor. Hatmona is if you have food that was cooked on Erev Shabbos, and you wrap around the pot, on top and on bottom and all the sides, you're matmin it to maintain the heat. So that's called hatmana. Where the dava hamatmin is touching, let's say a lot of times the balabasta wants to turn off the fire, she doesn't want her kitchen to be hot the whole Shabbos, so she turns off the fire before she benches lift, and then she wraps, she puts towels or she puts sheets or whatever around the pot of soup to keep it warm. So that would be called hatmana. So what's talk of the din of hatmana? So there's a whole perek, bametomne. What's the din of hatmana? But there are two din of hatmana. There's an itza hatmana on Shabbos, which is mochomer, and then there's an itza hatmana on Erev Shabbos. An itza hatmana on Erev Shabbos only applies if it's dava hamoysev hevel, if it's going to add heat. By us, we don't use a dava hamoysev hevel. What do we use? Use a towel, a sheet that's going to preserve the heat. Dava hamamid hevel. It's not a dava hamoysev hevel. The hatmana on Erev Shabbos is before the balabas, the bench is lift. She's going to wrap around the pot. She's going to turn off the fire under the soup. She's going to wrap around the pot with sheets and tablecloths and whatever. That's not Dabra Moisid Hevel. That's Dabra Hamamid Hevel. The Dabra Hamamid Hevel, hatmana mibol yom is muta. Hatmana on Shabbos is not allowed, even if it's only Dabra Hamamid Hevel. Even if it's not Moisid Hevel. On Erev Shabbos, hatmana is also if you have a Dabra Hamoisid Hevel. So what constitutes Dabra Hamoisid Hevel? So the Mishnah gives you a list of all kinds of things. Gefa, Zevel, Melach, see the whole bunch of things that can generate heat. That can generate heat. These things are the United States government. You can get it on, someone told me you can get it on the internet. The United States government has made research about these things. Sometimes you have a fire breaks out in the middle of nowhere on a farm. Why? Because when the sun is shining on the hay or on some of the things that are there in the farms, so these things are moisev hevel. He's saying, I'm not just mamon health. Not only does it preserve the warmth, not only does it keep the warmth there, these things can generate heat. If the sun is shining on them, they can generate heat and they're combustible. So if it's a dover hamoisiv hevel, then hatman is oser, even mebod yom, kavachayim anshavs. If it's dover hamamin hevel, if it only preserves the heat, so then it's only that hatman is only also on Shabbos, and it's muta on Erev Shabbos. Yeah. What if it's mamid hevel? What's the din of bein hashmashes? What's the din? What does it say in Baba Madlikim? Sadek hashecha, sadek enech hashecha. I never get that far. The chazan, they say so fast, I never get to the end. So what does it say? Here, we'll start from the end. We make this theme. Okay, lamed dal, lamed al. Sadek hashecha, sadek enech hashecha. And then again, it says you're permitted to do hatmana on chamen. What kind of hatmana? So that goes, it can't go on davar ha'moisiv hevel. Davar ha'moisiv hevel is also even on the Erev Shabbos. It's funny being on Ben Hashmash is muta. It's also on Erev Shabbos. It goes davar ha'mamid hevel. So Ben Hashmash is muta. Ben Hashmash is muta to do hatmana with davar ha'mamid hevel. It's only us and Mishach HaShecha, Rashi writes. You wrap it around with muchin. Muchin is soft material. Lios chuma mishtamer bohem. Avon mishach hashecha vaday. But if it's after tzeis hakochav, not tzavik hashecha, tzavik enich hashecha. Mishach hashecha vaday. If it's vaday laila, in tam de mehem, kini meforish bigimor. What's the reason for this prohibition? Why did they ask the hatmana mebod yom medav ha-moisif hevel? And Hatmana Balaila Bedover Hamamid Hevel. What's the issue for this? So the Gemara says it's a Gzeira Shema Yatmin Baremet. Here the top line Allah Medalad Amid Beis Mipnei Ma Omru Ein Taimin. Here on my Rabbi, the top line Allah Medalad Amid Beis. Rashi refers you to that Gemara. Rashi on the Mishnah Kira. The first Mishnah Kira tells you to look at that top line. Allah medalad on the base. Omar Rav Mifnima Omra in time of Dabar Moisiv Hevel. Afilam Abod Yom. The same thing. Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Hatmana B'davar Moisiv Hevel. And on Shabbos, after Mishach HaShecha Vaday Balayla, you're not allowed to do Hatmana B'davar Mamed Hevel. What's the reason? It's Gzer Hashem Ayatmin Bar Remetz. Sheyesh Bo Gachelas. We're afraid that the person, they be matmin, the warm pot with the cooked food, with the cholent, the hot chicken, whatever, the soup, it may be matmen it beremetz. Remetz is burning hot coals. So the Gemara says, so what's wrong with that? Viatmen? Amalei Abai Viatmen. Abai yes, Rabbi. So what's the problem? Vaita, what's the problem? What's so terrible if he's matmen beremetz? Oh, so Rabbi yes, Rabbi answers, Zerushem yichatte b'gecholim. That's the reason why. If he's mechatte b'gecholim, what has he violated? So that's the Gemara increases that we had on Daf Yates. The Gemara said, either chayv shtai chatoes, or chayv chatesaches. If you hold havora lelav yotzos, if you hold havora, there's mechavir and mavir. If you, one is mechata b'gecholim will be both in violation of mechata and mavir. Some of the coals on top will be glowing red, and now by poking around in the coals, those coals are now on the bottom, so they're no longer glowing red. So that's mechata. So that for sure you chayv chatos on, because mechabes chayv koris, b'mezin chayv chatos for sure. But if some of the coals on the bottom that used to be black, burning hot, if you put your hand, you burn yourself. But they're black, they're not glowing. So now that if you poke around in the coals, they'll be exposed to the oxygen, so they'll start to glow now. So that's mavir on some of the coals. So on the havara, the coals, so that's a machlekes satana. If you hold havara lalav yotzo, so there's no koris, there's no chatos on that. And if you also have oral lechalak yotzos, then it's going to be chayv shtayim shtechatos, and it's chayv one chatos for the mechabe and one chatos for the mavir. That's the Gemara increases daf yotzos. So nachmal. So one prohibition is hatmana, which has two parts. Hatmana means pashib shat hatmana, that the thing is covered around and around. The pot that has the hot food that was cooked already is all covered on the top and on the bottom and on the sides, all covered around and around. Either on Erev Shabbos it's also v'dover hama meisiv hevel. Or on Shabbos, it's after Ben Hashmashis is over, Ben Hashmashis muta, the Mishnah said, after Ben Hashmashis is up, so then you're not permitted to do Atmana b'dover ham, even if it's only dover hamam in hell, even if it's not Moshe in hell.
What about covering the lid of a pot? To cover a pot in the lid, is that called Atmana?
That's clearly not called Atmana. Atmana is only if you put something on top of the lid. If you're Matman, putting on the lid, we always put on a lid. Yeah. So the pashtus is that one is only in violation of hatmana if the dabar hamatmin is touching the pot. Let's say if I take a pot and I put it inside the oven, and there are walls all around the oven, and there's heat all around the oven, and because I closed the door, so it's ma'amid hevel. Ma'amid hevel, ma'isiv hevel. It's ma'isiv hevel also. Let's say an Erev Shabbos. I take a cold pot of soup out of the refrigerator, and I put it inside the oven, and it's going to get warmed up there. It's clearly dabar hamaisiv hevel. So that's not, Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Tosis on the first Mishnah, Lamed Vav on the base, disagrees with Rashi, Lo Yiten Ad She'igra, the second Tosis in the Perek. The Tosis says the topic that we're discussing in this Mishnah has nothing to do with Hatmona. To put a pot of cold soup from the refrigerator inside the oven on Erev Shabbos is not an issue of Hatmona B'Dabar Moisev Hevel. Hatmona is only if it's touching. If it's not touching, it's not called Hatmona. It's a Shaila of Shehiya. It's a different story. Shehiya is, the story is like this. Shehiya goes like this. It's a Mishnah at the end of the first parak. There was a machlokes b'shamay b'tilul. I permitted to set up a system. Where is it? On Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the bottom. B'shamay say you're not permitted to set up a system whereby malacha begins on Erev Shabbos and continues into Shabbos. Let's say I have a sprinkler for the to water the lawn, a sprinkler system. Or I have a dye, tzeva, in a vat. I have dye, and I throw in on Erev Shabbos raw wool. So the wool should absorb the color. So it starts to absorb the dye on Erev Shabbos. It's a malacha tzaveya. It starts to absorb the dye on Erev Shabbos, and it continues into Shabbos. Is there any other system like that where you start a malacha on Erev Shabbos and it continues into Shabbos? So that's a machlegis b'shamah b'sil. B'shamah say it's not allowed. B'sil say that it is allowed. Why did b'shamah say it's not allowed? Shvisas kelim. A new story. Just like Shvisas Behemto is Asur, you're Mitzuvah Shvisas Behemto. If you own a Behemah, it's your responsibility to see to it that it doesn't do Melacha for anybody. So too, Shvisas Kelim, it's your responsibility to see to it that your Kelim are not engaged in doing Melacha for anybody. So the Gemara asked Akasha, according to the Shammai, if there is such a din of Shvisas Kelim, so how do you ever have any pot cooking on Erev Shabbos on the fire? How do you bench lich? The candlestick is holding the candle, which is burning. I started a melacha on Erev Shabbos and it continues into Shabbos. So why don't I say that the candlestick is involved in a melacha of Havara? And the oven and the pot, forget about the oven, the pot is involved in a melacha of Bishul. So let it be a violation of Shvisas Kelim according to Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, Behechreyach, Gemara says on Yud Ches on the base. According to Beis Shammai, you have to say that is mafke the pot. Afkure mafke is mafke the pot. Either he's mafke the pot, or the bezin hefke. The bezin is mafke the pot. That's on the second line from the top of Yud Ches on the base. Gigis v'neru k'deru ushpud. K'deru is a pot that has soup on it. Shpud is a spit that you have the roast is broiling on the spit. And the nair is the candlestick. Okay, the nair is a candlestick that has there is the candlestick that has the candle burning. What's the problem with the gigas, the barrel of beer? What malach is occurring there? Gigas hashecha b'techa v'yefshel l'shofcha l'oritz asorim nishorim kol ha-shabbos. There's some kind of malach involved there also. I don't remember what the malach is. So the Gemara says, how do you ever have a system? How do you ever bench licht? How do you ever have a pot of soup that's cooking on the fire on Shabbos? How do you have a broiler that the chicken is broiling on the fire in the beginning of Shabbos? According to Beis Shammai, let it be a violation of Shvisas Kelim. My time is short, Beis Shammai. And for the Gemara, the mafkalu afkuri. You mafkir it. You mafkir it. That's the Shaila means that the person is mafkir, business is mafkir. It's a question of who's mafkir. And according to Beis Hillel, they deny it. There is no such prohibition of Shvisas Kelim. There is a pasuk in Chumash Shvisas Behemto. But there's no possible of Shvisas Kelim, so no such din exists. Where did the Beis Shammai get that there's a din of Shvisas Kelim? So the Gemara says in Amud Aleph, Shvisas Kelim the Tanya, here, about 15 lines from the bottom, where it says Shmos Chav Gimel. Zuchol Shemata Alechem Tishamei, the Rabbi Shvisas Kelim. What he reads it is this, Ubekol Hashemati, the word Bekol, you read it, you darsh it as if it were written, Ubekli, Hashemata Alechem Tishamei. You should be careful about Shvisas Kelim. What it's a real Issa Deraisa, it's an Issa Derabon, it's a Shaila with the Beis Shammai. The Shammai meant to say Nisa deraisa, it's a real drosha gemur v'chol shemat alechem. The Rabbi Shri says Ken, that it meant the Nisa derabon. No shayla, okay. That's not too relevant. We don't pass like the Bishama yet. We pass like the Silva. There is no Dino Shvisus Kehl. So now the Mishnah continues the theme in Kira. You don't have to go to Kira. Here, look at the next Mishnah in the first parak. The next Mishnah in the first parak is Yutes on the base, has a Din of Shehiya. Even though the Din is like the Silva, that you're permitted to set up a system on Arab Shabbos, that a Malach is going to begin on Arab Shabbos and continue into Shabbos. And you don't have to be mafke the kelim. There's no halacha of shvisas kelim, but nonetheless, the Mishnah says, and you test on the base on the bottom, etzel and basa basa lebeitz l'gereshit tzolim about yom. You're not allowed to put food on the fire on erev Shabbos unless the food is going to be roy lachilim about yom. And that's the pas l'tanim chashech v'lecharo agav cholim they should come upon el about yom. You're not allowed to put in bread in the oven or cake in the oven and it's going to get baked in the middle of Shabbos. Why? It's not because of shvisas kelim. It's not the Beisilul Amoyed at the Beishamai. No. Beishamai holds Shvisas Kelim, but if you mafke the Kelim, then there's no problem with Shvisas Kelim. That's how the Gemara solved the problem of Ner Kedera Ushput on the second line from the top of Yud Chesem and Beis. Afkurim Afkulu, so there's no problem. Here it's not even going to help. Even Afkurim Afkulu is not going to help. This has nothing to do with Shvisas Kelim. This is a new Issa mid the Rabbanim. Shvisas Kelim is the question whether it's the rice of the Rabbanim within Beishamai. We're not talking Shvisas Kelim. It's a new Gzera the Rabbanim. You're not allowed to leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos that it should cook into Shabbos because it is there. Hashem, yichata b'gecholim. The fellow may be nervous, may be concerned that the food is not going to be ready in time, and he may start poking around on the coals, and he may violate mechaba u'mavim. So that's why they prohibited shehiya mevod yom, to leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos. So it's the same reason why they prohibited hatmona. Atmana was a gzera shemi atman baremis. You're not allowed to do atmana even in other materials. And why not? Because he may be matman baremis. And what's the great tragedy if you're matman baremis? The Gemara finally said, because it's a gzera shemi yichata b'gecholim. Here also, the reason why they don't allow you to do shehiya, to leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, that it should get cooked into Shabbos, is a concern. The food may not be ready, and you may be mechata b'gecholim, in which case you'll be in violation of mechaba mamar. Fine. That's the din of shehiya. Then there's the third din of hachazorah. It's forbidden to take food out from the refrigerator. And all three are the rabbanos. All three are gzeres the rabbanos. Hatmana is a din the rabbanos. Shehiya is a din the rabbanos. And hachazorah is an isa the rabbanos. So hachazorah means, even though we have a din deraisa, then bishul ahabishul, the Gemara is going to quote the psukim here in the middle of the perek, that min haTorah, the din is, it's the top line on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara is quoting a Mishnah from Lakamon Kuf Mem Hei Amidei. It's the line on the top line of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Quoting the Mishnah says, Kol Shabbat B'chamei Lifnei HaShabbos, Sharon Nosa B'chamei B'Shabbos. Whatever is cooked on Erev Shabbos is Ein Bishul HaBishul, so there's no problem. Kol Shabbat B'chamei Lifnei HaShabbos, but if something was not cooked on Erev Shabbos, then there's an Issa Bishul. But if the food was cooked on Erev Shabbos, let's say I have a pot of soup that's on the fire. So I take the pot of soup off of the fire. Then I take some cooked potatoes out of the refrigerator. The mavushal called sarka, the potatoes are fully cooked. And I'm going to take those potatoes and put them into the soup. The soup is burning hot. Soup is more than 212. Normally, if water reaches 212, it evaporates. So the water is never hotter than 212. Sometimes it evaporates less than 212. If you're higher up and there's less air pressure. So if you're on the top of the mountain, so the water is going to evaporate less than 212. Okay. But if it's soup, then it's not going to evaporate because the soup has oil in it. So the oil can become much hotter. The oil will not evaporate even though it's much higher than 212. So let's say I'm going to take a pot of soup off of the fire. I'm going to take a raw egg from the refrigerator and put the raw egg into the pot of soup. So the Gemara said that's bishul deraisa. Even though I'm not cooking on the fire, bishul on top of the fire is bishul be'esh. Bishul in the pot of burning hot soup, I leave the raw eggs there for a couple of minutes till they get cooked. So that's called Bishul Betoldas Hachama, Bishul Betoldas Eish. So not only is Bishul Be'esh and Issa Deraisa, it's Bishul Be'ur or Bishul Betoldas Ha'ur. Ur is the same as Eish, fire. Ur is light and Ur is fire. So Bishul Be'esh is Deraisa, and Bishul Betoldas Eish is also Deraisa. The burning hot soup that was heated up by the fire is called Toldas Eish. And not only is Bishul Be'esh and Issa Deraisa, Bishul Betoldas Eish also and Issa Deraisa. That's only if I take raw eggs and I put them into the burning hot pot of soup even though the soup is not on the fire, but it's told the sage. That's also bishul deraisa. What if I take eggs that were cooked already, hard-boiled eggs? I take them out of the refrigerator, but they're cold. I don't want to eat cold eggs. I take potatoes. The potatoes were cooked before Shabbos. I take them out of the refrigerator, they're ice cold. Then I want to put them inside the pot of burning hot soup. So to put it inside the pot of burning hot soup while it's still on top of the fire, that's called hachazar. That's also in the Rabbanan. But to put it inside the pot of burning hot soup and it's not on top of the fire, so we assume la'alocha that that's not hachazar. Why not? Why isn't that hachazar? What is hachazar all about? Why did they forbid hachazar amid the Rabbanan? Hachazar is not an isa deraisa because menatar ain't bishul hachabishul. So he's dealing with an isa derabbanan. So what's the reason for the isa derabbanan? It is a fundamental machlokes rishonim that Yer Sameach shows, weaves it into a few different issues here in the daf, three different things, as all the shitasa between the Balei HaTosfos and the Chacham Svarim. The Shulchan Aruch paskens lahaka like the Balei HaTosfos, that what? That the reason for the prohibition of hachazara is the same reason for the prohibition of shehiyah, which in turn is the same reason for the prohibition of hatmana. Everything is there shem yichat to be gehol. Hatmana is also, even though you're being matman with towels, so what are you going to do? There are no gecholim. There is shem yatman baremetz. Maybe he'll do hatmana in burning hot coals. And the yatman Abaye says, so what's the tragedy? No, there is shem yichat to be gecholim. The Feder is going to poke around. That's exactly why they prohibited shehiyah. There is shem yichat to be gecholim. And Taisu Shita is, and that's how the Ramah paskins, for Ashkenazim at least, that that's the reason why Hachazara is awesome. In Atar, I say Yen Bishul HaBishul, so there's no Issa Bishul at all. But in the Rabban, there's an Isser of Hachazara to reheat the food because of the concern Gzeir Hashem Yechad to Bikachon. All three are based on Gzeir Hashem Yechad to Bikachon. And the Chach Misvara disagree, and they hold no, that Hachazara is nothing to do with Mechad to Bikachon, it's an Isser of Bishul with the Rabban. Whereas in Atar and Bishul HaBishul, from the Rabbanan they say Yesh Bishlach Hadishol Mechzikim Vashol. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Machlekes Apostle. What's the reason for Hachazar? Is it because it's Bishol Mid Rabbanan? He calls it Mechzikim Vashol. Mechzikim means that it's not the rice, it's only the Rabbanan. It's Mevashol Mid Rabbanan. Or he say no, it's not even the Rabbanan. It's not even labeled as Mevashol. It's the reason for their prohibition is Gzer Hashem Yichat Ligachol. The question begs itself. If you want to leave food on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos, all you have to do is leave a blech. We'll see in the Mishnah why. So if you want to return food from the refrigerator, so why don't you just leave a blech? You have a blech, so that'll remind you not to poke around with the knobs, not to be mechat to be gecholim. So if the reason for the prohibition of shehiyah and hachazor is both identical, zerish and mechat to be gecholim, and a blech is sufficient to remove the problem of shehiyah, there's no zerish and mechat to be gecholim. So let a blech be enough to solve the problem of hachazar, and it's not enough. It has to be that the food was on the fire on Erev Shabbos, and you're holding, you picked it up, put it back. A whole long, detailed story. You have to avoid the yod of a doctor lachs, but learn it san legamre in order to allow hachazar. So the Mishnah Brura and the Yer Sameach both say, look in the Sefer Yoshua Rabbi Natam, he took care of that kash. What does he take care of? What does he write? What does Rabbi Natam write? What secret does he write in Sefer Yoshua Rabbi Natam? So he writes a poshet the balabatish as far as down there. He says if the person left the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, we're talking about shehiyah, and he has a blech, and he regulated the fire a little bit before she went to Ben Shlich, the balabatish to set up the whole system. So she's probably going to regulate. She's probably going to make the fire so high that everything is the way it's supposed to be. So there's going to be no need to be mechat to be gechol. There probably will not be a need to be mechat to be gechol. The slight chashash that maybe she didn't regulate the fire properly, so for that slight chashash, maspik, it's sufficient if she puts a blech, so the blech will remind me that I shouldn't poke around in the coals. But if I'm going to take out food from the refrigerator on Shabbos and put it on top of the blech in the middle of Shabbos, so there's a greater concern of Shem Yichad to be gechol. Because he can't say that I set up the whole thing and I regulated the whole thing. No, the whole Shabbos until Friday morning at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, there was no food on the fire. Now I'm going to take the food out from the refrigerator, put it on the fire, and may realize now that I made the fire too high, I made the fire too low. If you're leaving the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, then you say the blech takes care of the problem because it's not such a serious problem, Shem Yichata, because he regulated, he or she, the balabas, regulated the fire on Erev Shabbos, that it shouldn't burn and it shouldn't be too cool. It should be exactly as hot as he wants. So there's slight concern, Shem Yichata, is taken care of with the placing of the blech. But if you're going to put the food on Shabbos, then we're afraid maybe he guessed wrong on Shabbos, maybe he didn't regulate it properly. So therefore, there's more of a concern of Shem Yichata, more of a concern. So just the blech alone is not sufficient. She need more than the blech. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says in the Sefer Yosha. How do we see what prompted the Rabbeinu Tam to say like that? So the taste here is the Gemara Lama Zayinam and Aleph. It's the second taste is in the bottom. It says Mahu Lismar. Where's the Gemara with Mahu Lismar? Second white line. Mahu Lismar. What's the din? So the Pashup Shat the Gemara goes like this. The Tanoim prohibited Shehiyah. You're not allowed to leave food on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos because of the Gzev Hashem Yichata B'Gecholim. What if he's not going to leave the food on top of the fire? The fire's over here, he's going to leave the food, the pot of food over here. Does he still need a blech? He's still concerned Shem Yichata B'Gecholim? And maybe only concerned when he leaves the food Al Gabi Hoesh. When he doesn't leave the food Al Gabi Hoesh, it's called Zerev Shehiyah. You're not permitted to leave food on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos. Why not? Because of the Gzer Hashem Yichata B'Gecholim. So the Gemara raises the possibility, then the Gemara comes out L'Hakel, that is Mutta. The Gemara comes to the Maskana that the Gzer the Rabbanon of Shehiyah only was introduced if you're going to leave the food on top of the fire cooking into Shabbos. Then you're afraid Shem Yichata B'Gecholim. But if the fire is over here and the food is B'Samoch, it's nearby, then they never made the Gzer. That was the question, did they or did they not? Toshma. So they have a braisa that you see it's Mutta Lismar. So Tosfos says, the Shaila and the Tshuva don't only apply to the instance of Shehiyah, where you're leaving food on Erev Shabbos, it applies also to HaChazar. If you take out food from the refrigerator, Zok Tosfos, you're permitted to put it on the enamel part, next to the, we'll have to see Tosfos not. So the bottom Tosfos tries to limit it a little bit, but the Lamaise, Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote this, the Chumer from the bottom Tosfos. So the Gemara says that the Gzeres and Echata B'Gecholim, the prohibition to do Shehiyah, is only introduced mid the Rabbanon if you leave the food Al Gabi Hoesh. So if the food is not Al Gabi Hoesh, let's say I'm going to take the food out of the refrigerator on Shabbos, put it on top of the radiator, and the radiator doesn't have the Eish there. The Eish is in the basement below the boiler, and the steam goes up and so on. So that's not Al Gabi Hoesh. If I want to be Mechata B'Gecholim, I'm going to have to go be Mechata in the basement. So that's what the Gemara says. If it's not Al Gabi Hoesh, so then they never made the Gzera de Rabbanon of Shehiyah. Why? Because the Gzera of Shehiyah is Shema Yechata de Gecholim. If he's not putting the food Al Gabi Hoesh, then they never made the Gzera. So the Shaila is, but what was the reason for the Gzera of HaChazorah? See, if you all that the Gzera de Rabbanon of HaChazorah was because mid the Rabbanon we say, Yesh Bishol Achad Bishol, so Tanisa Bishol. It's not an issue of Mechata de Gecholim. What's the difference when it's Al Gabi Hesh? Not Al Gabi Hesh. Bishul Batal Hesh is also Nisa Deraisa. It has nothing to do with Shem Yechata. But if you say like the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosha, that's Shita's Balei HaTesis. That the prohibition of HaChazorah with the Rabbanon is also because of Gzeres Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. So just like Mahu Lismach comes out L'Hokel. Why is it L'Hokel? They only introduced the Gzeres Shem Yechata by Shehiyah if you leave food Al Gabi Hesh on Erev Shabbos. But it's not Al Gabi Hesh. There's no chashash Shem Yichata. So who adenami hachazore would only be forbidden if you're going to be matzor Al Gabi Hoesh. Not going to be Al Gabi Hoesh, it's going to be muta. So that's how Tosfos learned. That's how the Ramah paskens la'alocha. But the Chachmei Svara, the Rif and the Ramam, the Chachmei Svara don't hold like that. They hold Mahu Lismach, and the Ramah comes out L'Hokel, that's only regarding Shehiyah. Regarding hachazore, it's Osir. Why? Because they understood that hachazore is also because of Bishol. Yesh Bishol Acha Bishol mid the Rabbanon. So since he's dealing with an Issa Bishol, the Mali Al Gabi Hesh, Mali Shale Al Gabi Hesh. If you cook in a Toldos Hesh, it'll be an Issa Deraisa. There's no requirement to have Bishol Dafke. In order to violate Bishol, it doesn't have to Dafke be Bishol Al Gabi Hesh. So that's the first point that the Yosameach has, that you see this fundamental Machlegis HaRishonim. What's the reason for the Gzera Derabbanan of HaChazor? The three Gzeras that we're dealing with, Hatman is Gzeres Shem Yichata. That's on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And she is also Gzeres Shem Yichata. That's why it says Muta Lismach. Mahu Lismach, Gemara comes at Muta. Why? Because the whole Gzeres is only Al Gabi Hoesh, because of Gzeres Shem Yichata. And Hachazar is a machlekes harishonim. But Igmar says, Ma'u lisma comes out lahakel. Is it only Shia, or does it even apply to Hachazar? So the Ramah paskins like Taisvis, Ma'u lisma, the little Taisvis, that the heter b'samach to do b'samach even applies to Hachazar. Why? Because the whole reason for the prohibition of Hachazar is Gzer Shem Yichata. But then it's only Al Gabi Hosh. Not Al Gabi Hosh, there's no Gzer. And the Chach Misvar hold that, so they hold that the prohibition of Hachazar midrabbanon is that we label it as Bishul midrabbanon. So it's Bishul, so it doesn't make a difference what's Al Gabi Hosh or Shalal Gabi Hosh.
Doesn't there be any time today that it's a year before Shabbos, the time of 3 before Shabbos?
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is just regulating before Shabbos, so you can like regulate before Shabbos.
We're going to learn the Tosfos. Okay, we'll have to. That's another source. Yerushalmi points out that's another source. How can you have an Issa if Hachazara is an Issa because of Bishul? So how can there be an Issa Bishul on Erev Shabbos? But if you say it's Gzeir Shem Yichate, so then you can talk about Hachazara on Erev Shabbos as well. He shows that's also involved in the Machlokes. We're going to have to learn that Tosfos on the Mishnah on Lamed Vav and Beis. Yeah. Yeah. Right. People usually don't cook, let's say, a raw egg. If they want to cook it, usually they cook it on top of the fire. If I take a pot of burning hot soup and I take it off the fire, and I put the raw egg in it, and it gets cooked, it becomes a hard-boiled egg, a soft-boiled egg, that's bishul deraisa. Also, people usually don't cook like that either. Normally, people cook al gabi ha'esh. So that's where the Gemara comes to the maskana, that bishul either be'esh or betoldos ha'esh is an isha deraisa. Gilgal Mahi, that's the last line, Allah mechesam be'esh. What if you cook with the toldos ha'esh? I have, let's say, a frying pan that was sitting on the fire for a long time, and an empty frying pan. Frying pan is burning hot. Then I take it off of the fire, take it off of the soap, I crack open an egg, and the egg gets cooked on the frying pan. It's not a gabi huesh. The bishul betol the suesh. The Gemara asks, is that a melacha deraisa, a melacha derabbanan? Boiluhu, gilgal ma'i. What if you cook the raw egg in the frying pan, which was heated up by the fire, and now it's no longer sitting on the fire? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, gilgal chayv chatos. The bishul, the tov, the seish, constitutes an isa deraisa. So yes, kakasha, but that's not the normal way to cook. It's a good question. I don't know. But why don't we consider shaloka derech bishul kalacha? Yeah, I don't know. Kakasha. But that's what it says on the last line, Allah mit chesam and beis. The bishul, the tov, the seish, constitutes an isa deraisa.
Does Maisa Shabbos apply to the Rabban?
Oh, the Gemara is going to have long discussions. Yeah, there's going to be half of the topic discussed over here is going to be when is there a penalty on Maaseh Shabbos. We're going to get to that.
Even on the Eastern Rabbanan.
On the Eastern Rabbanan, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so these are the three things that we're going to be working on. The Hatmana, Taisu Shita is that you're only, we extume like Taisu. One is only violation of Hatmana, if he covers over the whole pot, around and around, and the Dovah HaMatan is touching the pot. But if you have the walls of the oven and the heat inside the oven and the walls, nothing is really touching. So we assume that that's not an issue of Hatmana. That's an issue of Shehiyah. I'm leaving food on Erev Shabbos in such a way that it's cooking on my behalf into Shabbos. So that, even though Bisham and Bisil had a machlokes and Aloch is like Bisilul, that you permitted to set up a system on Erev Shabbos when a Malacha continues into Shabbos. But even the Bisilul agreed that you're not allowed to. Ain't selling basa basa la basa. It's the next Mishnah. The first Mishnah where the Machlek B'Sham and Vesilil appears is Yitzayinam Beis. And the second Mishnah is Yitzayinam Beis. That even Vesilil agreed that you're not allowed. Afilil Vesilil. Because of the Gzeir, Hashem Meyachata Bigachol. That's Shehiyah. And HaChazara is the Machlek B'Sham and Vesilil. Why is it also? Is it also because of Vaita Hashem Meyachata Bigachol? That's the Rabbein Tam and the Sefer Yosha and the Balei HaTaisvitz. They hold it's the same prohibition of Shehiyah. But it's a little more chomer because maybe she didn't regulate it properly. But once you have a kula for mahu lismar, the Gemara says shehi is only also agabi hesh. If it's not agabi hesh, they never prohibited it. So a denami hachzara would be mutter b'samach. That's what Taisus says. The Ferish and the little Taisus mahu lismar. And the Chach Mitzvara disagree. They say no. The prohibition of hachzara is because it's bishul achad bishul midrabbanon. Yesh bishul achad bishul. So what does it help mahu lismar? Smicha is mutter by shehiya because it's just the gzer shem yichata. So the samach is not joyza, but hachazar is an issa because of bishul midrabbanon. The bishul will tell the resh will be an issa deraisha. Bishul will tell the resh will be an issa deraisha. So the shaila is going to say, when is it called shalay al gabi huesh? When is it called shalay al gabi huesh? So Rav Vadi Yosei quotes the Svartish Apostolic from the last century, who say, whenever you have a blech on top of your fire, it's called shalay al gabi huesh. So you can take out food from the refrigerator and reheat it on top of the blech. This has never been accepted by the Ashkenazim. We assume even if you have a blech on the fire, that is called al gabi huesh. The only time we assume that it's called Shalal Gabi Eish is the Ashkenazim only assume if you have a Kedera Al Gabi Kedera, you have food in the bottom Kedera. So the bottom Kedera is called Al Gabi Eish, the upper Kedera is called Shalal Al Gabi Eish. But if you just have a blech, that's Chacham Avadya quotes Svarim Shepasim, all that. That's also called Shalal Al Gabi Eish. The Ashkenazim never accepted that head.
Because the
blech
is al
gabayish,
and the
blech
is not
there
for shul.
Oh, he does not allow on top
not
of the blech.
And the reason everybody goes to count on him is not because it's not right in principle; it's because people make
a
mistake.
Okay, I made the mistake. I'll have to look it up again. My impression was that he's not there. My impression was that the svardim, a lot of svardim on Mako, if you just have a blech, so there's no prohibition. I will look it up for tomorrow. We'll be in that. Okay, for tomorrow we will go by there.